Maintain.
Yeah, oh, as you say, and once those royalties dry up as well. Jasmine Birtles, lovely to talk to you. Financial expert from Money Magpie. Thank you for that. After that, J.K. Rowling's been named Britain's top earning celebrity, ahead of not just Coldplay and Adele, but also Mr. John Holmes.
That's right. I'm amazed you aren't on that list. On the list, obviously, because I work here and you know how well they pay.
Well, absolutely. So, do you get paid?
Yeah, I'm the only one.
I've got to talk to the boss.
That's why I'm on the list.
What's coming up on your show?
Well, as you know, the DUP are about to enter Downing Street for these talks. Apparently there are some talks.
There's always talks about that.
We're calling them D-Up because we think that sounds a bit cooler and a bit more street. And they need all the help they can get. So UKIP wasn't ever UKIP. It was UKIP. So why are we calling them DUP? D-Up. That's where we're going. Gives them a sort of rat name.
D-Up. Diddy,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were talking about P. Diddy a minute ago. You were listening to the show. You're too busy counting your cash.
That's right.
It's 12:58. John Holmes back with you at just after the 1 o'clock news. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. There'll be more talks, no doubt. Certainly by me. That's all coming up after an update on the news. This is Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Looking for a powerful Father's Day gift? At B&Q, the Kärcher K2 Basic Pressure Washer Bundle with Host Starter Set, Detergent and Brush is just £65. That's a saving of £40. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With E-Receptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At one of your actual clock. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now. Just a warning, her news report contains some flash photography.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tories meet the DUP, failures revealed in tortured death case and Keeper Death Zoo set to reopen.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is due to meet the Democratic Unionist Party leader Arlene Foster at Downing Street. The Prime Minister needs the DUP support in Parliament or she faces having the Queen's speech voted down. Tory MP Bob Blackman's told Talk Radio the Conservatives are preparing a long-term plan.
This is not a short-term fix that's been planned. It's a long-term plan which will enable it will be a minority government for the foreseeable future to deliver on Brexit, which is what we promised, and deliver, I think, a better, a more open, optimistic view of what the country is going to look forward to once we leave the European Union.
Meanwhile, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator has warned the UK risks a no-deal withdrawal from the Union if it wastes more time before starting talks. Michel Barnier, whose department at the European Commission has spent months preparing for discussions, says he can't negotiate with himself. A review has found the murder of a vulnerable alcoholic woman by two teenage girls could not have been prevented. 39-year-old Angela Wrightson was tortured to death in her own home in Hartlepool in 2014. The 13 and 14-year-old who were serving life in prison were known to social services. Dave Pickard is from the local Safeguarding Children's Board.
Whilst all three reviews found that no professional or agency could have seen the murder, both boards are determined
and committed that learning arising from the reviews will be implemented to seek to reduce the risk of a similar tragedy occurring in the future.
A teenager has been arrested on suspicion of possessing a firearm after a shotgun was seized at a school in Warwickshire. Police in Nuneaton say there was no risk to pupils or staff at Higham Lane School. The zoo where a keeper was killed by a tiger a fortnight ago will reopen on Friday. Rosa King died at Hammerton Zoo Park in Cambridgeshire after the animal entered the enclosure she was in. And EastEnders actor Lee Ryan has left hospital after being rushed there on Saturday with a serious complication from tonsillitis. The former blues singer is going to rest at home for 10 days after suffering from an abscess.
Sorry, what? The school, what?
So, a teenager in Nuneaton, where you are from, has been arrested after a shotgun was seized at
that's,
the school.
That's my old school.
Is it actually?
Higham Lane.
Higham Lane School.
School, Higham Lane, Nuneaton.
Explains a lot. Oh.
That's my old school.
I thought it was funny.
No one's hurt, right?
No, everyone's
fine. Just to be clear.
So, there were apparently there was no
risk. A teenager took a shotgun in.
Allegedly.
This is taking me back to the days when... Shall I name him? fired a rocket out of a milk bottle at Mr. Sanderson, the deputy head.
When you say a rocket, do you mean a firework rocket?
Yes, I do.
Okay, not
a Kim
Jong-un-style
missile. Yeah, he did. And I wasn't even involved in that yet...
did you get into trouble?
I did, yeah, because I was in with the. I was there, but I didn't do the thing. And anyway... That was the last time Higham Lane School got some action. Look at that!
Wow. Claim to fame, John.
Look at that. And but the other alumnus, if you like, of Higham Lane School... Well, that's plural, isn't it? But the other alumnus, singular, is Gareth Edwards.
Oh, the film director?
The film director of Rogue One and Godzilla. So he went to my school as well. He fires stuff all the time in films now, doesn't he? Like big lizards and stuff.
That's
so
allowed, though, isn't it?
So, Higham Lane School in the news. We should get someone on. We get my old teacher on or something.
I mean, they probably won't want to comment.
No. Mm. Yeah, but old pupil, me.
Yeah, if you want to have a little, you know, reminisce, then go ahead.
Talk about Mr. Sanderson. We won't mention Mr. Fox. I think he went away.
Oh.
Awkward.
I think you're mentioning all kinds of scandal, John.
I don't think that ever made it to the news. Anyway, we'll move on. So, good, thank you.
Should I do the weather?
Yes!
Talk Radio National Weather.
Do the weather!
Okay, so dry for many with some sunny spells, but there will be a few showers in the north, highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria there with the news. There'll be bonus news from Victoria, of course, at around 3:30 this afternoon, if you can stick it around that long. What? Today, it's...
Okay.
What are we doing today? It's animal news.
It's animal news!
It's your
favourite. Finally!
It's your favourite. Yeah. So we make Victoria make the time up, because the bulletins are shorter than used to be. She gets paid the same. She brings us bonus news at 3:30. Today, it's animal news. Vegetable or mineral today, animal. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. Now, pre-recorded sport. Today, not with Ben. Where's Ben?
He was on breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he on a hard breakfast or a soft breakfast?
I don't want to say, but going from his attitude in the office, probably hard.
Okay. So instead, Tim Humphrey, the magnificent Tim Humphrey, has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Tim Humphrey.
I know.
Sunderland are understood to have accepted a big money offer from Everton for their highly rated goalkeeper, Jordan Pickford. The England under-21 international is set to move to Goodison for a fee in the region of £30 million. And speaking of goalkeepers, England's Tom Heath will play 45 minutes between the posts in Paris tonight as Gareth Southgate's side take on France in a friendly. Jack Butland will also take care of things for a half, with first choice Joe Hart rested. The whole game is live on Talk Sport. And some other transfer news, Antoine Griezmann has signed a contract extension with Atletico Madrid until 2020. The British and Irish Lions lost for the second time on their tour of New Zealand. They went down 23-22 to the Highlanders after leading by 9 points heading into the closing stages. Coach Warren Gatland told TalkSport it was tough, but that was just what his side needed ahead of the test matches.
Yeah, we spoke about the schedule and coming to New Zealand and about, you know, that's great preparation for us. And you want to win those tight ones, and unfortunately we lost by a point. And you know, Owen Farrell will be disappointed he didn't kick a goal that he normally would kick over, and that's been the difference between the two sides.
That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Do you kick a goal? Is that what you do now?
You don't kick a goal.
That's what he just said. He just said he kicked a goal.
Unless it's a goal post he's on about.
Well, like, maybe we just did it in temper. That's Julie Hartley Brewer's tea, by the way.
Someone hasn't cleared up.
Just came in and said, "Whose dirty old teacup is this?" And the answer is Julie Hartley Brewer's. There. Right, so what do we do now? Some programme, is it?
Well, I'm going to go shout at someone.
Has anyone got a programme?
Yes.
Anybody? All right, let's do the programme.
Talk Radio. From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212. The case of the missing vicar.
Well, he wasn't missing. Someone just needed his number to invite him to the garden fete. I found it instantly. Just call me Maureen Directory Inquiries. Oops, more tea, vicar.
Maureen! 118212.
Calls to Maureen 118212 cost £3.49 per call plus £3.49 a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge. Plus your phone company's access charge.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am Tommy Boyd. Jed's been throwing his toys out of his pram a bit today. Hi, Jed.
Jonathan, I used to work as a pilot.
So I could just fire up my old Nokia. Then that is a good thing.
And who can forget Fingal's Cave?
Yeah, what did we get? Open. What did we get? What did we get? Belgium.
Asprod casts through the glasses on a neighbour's roof.
Unless you do check the rack, and if you don't do that on a regular basis, you can easily just walk off a train, can't you?
Story as old as trains.
Yeah. Struggling to reach the time. American secret services are leaking to the dense foliage of a roundabout just outside Maidenhead.
It's been built with a built-in tablet, so you can pay fines and report crime.
We know it's complicated. We're well aware of it.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolving.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey of
so then, hello, as Theresa May splutters her way through various meetings where she has to trough into an all-you-don't-want-to-eat-but-have-to buffet of humble pie. Over on the other side of the internet, there's a furore over a pie of a very different kind. You may have seen this. Something called an amber rose. Are you aware of this? Are you aware of this? You know, I've seen this. There's something called an amber rose.
Yes.
Amber Rose, I wasn't sure, but apparently she's an ex-stripper who's posted a photo of herself with her foo-foo out, right? With some of its allotment that she's allowed to grow back. I think that's the idea. And nowadays, it would appear that that sort of thing passes as news, right? So it's led to a confusing hashtag, which, while many thought it was political, a comment maybe against America, against the Trump administration, it turned out that the hashtag Bring Back the Bush that she posted was nothing to do with George W. at all. It was more to do with her downstairs. Lady foliage. So Amber Rose, right, lying on some stairs covered in oil with a bare hoo-ha, is striking a blow for feminism. That's what she says. And perhaps she's right. I mean, I don't know. I don't profess to be an expert on that, but I think I speak for many of us when I say this. Thank goodness Instagram, which is what she posted it on, wasn't around in Emily Davidson's time when, you'll remember her, she threw herself under the King's Horse for women's suffrage in 1913, didn't she? Emily Davidson, you remember? The women's rights, she threw herself at the Derby, the 1913 Derby, she threw herself under the King's Horse. And thank goodness Instagram wasn't around then, because otherwise she might have done that naked, wouldn't she? And given that grooming back then was probably very different, the horse might have mistaken her for a hedge jump. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not an expert on this. I don't know. But hey, look, here's the point. It's everybody's right to stand up for feminism however they want to stand up for it, right? That's fine. You carry on. If you want to, whether it's helping all women by sacrificing your life to draw attention to their plight, or whether it's by posting bushy pictures of yourself on Instagram to get the hits and thus personal revenue, whatever you want to do, That is fine, right? I'm making no judgment. You are free to get out whatever genitals you have, whatever sex you are, right? And post them wherever you like. Just to be clear. Meanwhile, rather than let the grass or anything else grow under her feet, Theresa May has invited the DUP, or D-Up, as we're calling them. She's invited them round for a cup of tea and a slice of that delicious humble pie. She's in Downing Street with them right now. She's in there with Arlene Phillips, isn't she? She's the choreographer and the leader of the...
I don't think that's quite right.
I haven't checked. The leader of D-Up, as we're calling them, Arlene Phillips there. And she will be there at Downing Street now. Showing Theresa May exactly what Northern Irish anti-gay and anti-abortion tune she's going to have them dancing to get her party on the side. That's going on right now, and we'll bring you that as it unravels this afternoon. But for now, here's this. Why not lie back, my friend, and peer into the foliage of today's programme? It's afternoons between 1 and 4. I am John Holmes, and here's what there is on it. Headline Hijack is very much on the way. You know the feature if you're a regular listener. Allow me to explain if you're not. It's like this. You get to make up a news story from scratch using words that you know. Just a couple of sentences, please. Fire them over to us. And you could well hear your words said as truth in the news at 2 p.m. It will come out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
Very well-groomed mouth, that is. And from there will come your lie sounding real. It's Headline Hijack. Here's how to send yours to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you're going to text us. Or you can use the magic of social media, specifically Twitter on this occasion, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or if you want to send us a picture of your hoo-ha or whatever.
All right.
I was going to say use Instagram. But anyway, fashionable, apparently. We're going to be going through the papers later today as well with the Diversity Paper Review. And again, if you're a new listener, rest assured, if you are a new listener, that we are the most openly diverse programme in broadcasting. Each and every day, we invite a different diversity into the studio to go through the newspapers for us. Today, it's Ez. Welcome back, Ez. He is a black man. Also, by the way, if you've an idea for a Kickstarter project that we can help you with, we will give you airtime. We give airtime to those who crave the crowd-funded coin. Maybe you've a yearning to invent a new kind of human bottom, or I don't know, you've got some sort of crappy pipe dream, like trying to form a government with the DUP. Or D-Up, as we're calling it. Well, get in touch and we will give your Kickstarter a kick up the arm. Work experience punditry today will be coming from Zoe. Zoe in today.
Zoe.
She'll be reviewing new music for us. She's our work experience. Go gentle with her. We're not paying her. There's the big debate at 3. There's a game of snowflake buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme. If you don't know what that is, well, I'll explain it towards the last half an hour of the programme. Snowflake buckaroo, though. And all the day's big stories will be harassed in full view by Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. Plus, we welcome a guest. It's today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. Our guest will be none other than our very own Jake Yap, who has a live show tonight in London and is trying to flog tickets for it. Ginger Dave, not produced. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the...
miserable window!
Woohoo!
Yep.
Great. Marta's on the bus. Hi, Marta.
Hello.
Hola.
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 Hola. Victoria's got your news.
Yes, John.
Yeah, paid intern Cornelius something something.
Oh. You're right there, John.
I'm John Holmes, and it's Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. And we will start with some music, because that links us to today's big story. Of course it does. If you can work out how this links to today's big story, play along at home just for fun, then congratulations. How does this link to the big news? Let's have a fiesta.
Oh.
I am Francisco Vasquez Garcia. I am welcome to Almeria. And we are sinkers and can literally. We are fiesta and fire. We are the sun of the ancient children. We are brandy and half corona. And Leonardo and his aquarium. And calamari and macaroni. Come all you rambling boys of pleasure. And ladies of easy leisure. We must say adios until we see a Maria once again.
Hoax.
As he pulls up the doll's head laughing, and Miraldo throws his body in the
sea. It's fiesta!
All you rambling boys of pleasure, the ladies of easy leisure.
It gets us to today's big story.
Say adios until we see a Maria once again.
But how? Each and every day we bring you a song that links to the big story we're going to be discussing in depth from the news. But how on earth does the Pogues Fiesta link to that? Play along at home. The clues are all there. Cornelius has been playing along in here.
Yeah.
Cornelius!
Have you ever seen the Pogues live?
Well, I haven't seen them perform as a band live,
okay.
But I have been at the on the receiving end of Shane McGowan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was that
I
like?
Was hosting a music awards ceremony some years ago, and I was introduced to the stage by a pre-recorded announcement.
Oh, yeah?
And as I walked from my table where I was sitting to get to the stage, mm-hmm. I had to walk past Shane McGowan, who was due to present an award. And he was due to present the award with Mark E. Smith of The Fall.
Okay.
Now, that is a twosome you do not want to tangle with.
Sure.
I can tell you. And as I walked, tried to get to the stage during that thing where they put a light on you and there's polite applause because no one knows who the hell I am or cares because they're all drunk musicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
He put his chair backwards in order to prevent me getting to the stage.
That's funny.
Yes, it was quite funny. And then he just went to me, "You're going to die up there." and to be fair, comedically, he wasn't wrong.
I saw them at Hyde Park, and I'm surprised he didn't die up there. He looks so frail.
He is a mess.
And by contrast, the rest of his band are so sort of not young-looking, but have so much energy. One of them, the accordion player, knee-slided onto the stage.
Knee-slid, surely.
Yeah. But then he sort of just came on like The Walking Dead.
He's not good. He has to hold on to that microphone stand very tightly, lest he fall over.
He really does. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you know what today's big story is?
No.
It's Ireland. So that's the story, of course. The DUP, D-Up, as we're calling them.
D-Up.
Are in Downing Street. Arlene Phillips, the choreographer and leader of D-Up, is in Downing Street right now having dancing talks with Theresa May. But where are we? How far into this agreement are we? What does it mean? What will the implications be on both sides? Who will have to give ground? What's it? Theresa May can't form a legitimate government without their help. So is she going to have to make concessions? We'll find out. We're going to talk to a guest about it all next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
American Golf's Father's Day deals are on. Hundreds of gifts from just $4.99. A pack of Callaway Super Soft balls, only $19.99. £10 off men's Callaway polo shirts. And £30 off the Garmin Approach S20 GPS watch. In-store or online at americangolf.co.uk.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue. Packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix. Here when you need us.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays out of London on the elevated section of the M4. A vehicle's broken down between junctions 2 and 3, so looking quite busy on the approach to that. No change to the east of Wellington as you move between Higham Ferrers and Thrapston. The eastbound A45 stays closed because of an incident involving a lorry, so traffic's very busy in the area. The northbound M6 near Coventry still very slow through junction 3 after earlier problems, and the closure of the D road in Stoke-on-Trent's causing significant delays. The northbound carriageway is closed around the Basford roundabout after a shed load there. I'm Joanna Adams.
My thing? My abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing? It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. And let's talk about today's big story. So as we've been saying, and indeed hearing, Theresa May is meeting with Arlene Foster, the leader of the DUP, or D-Up, as we've chosen to call them. The talks, of course, will be, I'm going to say, awkward maybe from the get-go, as both Theresa May and Arlene are women. And the DUP, or D-Up as we're calling them, are of course very much against same-sex meetings. But let's hope to God they get on, because if the talks have to be aborted, then the DUP, or D-Up as we're calling them, well, they certainly won't like that either. Dissurprisingly, Theresa May has had to have quite a few meetings over the past couple of days. Yesterday, she gathered her new cabinet around her and then went to meet her backbenchers, where she apologised for cocking everything up. She said she was contrite. She said she'd continue because the country wanted certainty. And that's just days, of course, after she told us that we wanted stability, which we didn't get due to her miscalculations. So she's changed that to certainty, despite, if you look in a thesaurus, them being the same thing. But with everything continuing to move apace, let's find out where we are now at exactly 1:26 in the afternoon on Tuesday. On the line to bring us up to date, Dr. Dion Curry. He's a lecturer in public policy at the Department of Political and Cultural Studies at Swansea University. I'm going to say friend of the show. Hello, Dr. Dion.
Hi, John. Yes, I'm definitely a friend of the show,
it's
I guess.
Good to have you back. Listen, so where are we then? So Arlene is in with Theresa at the moment. I mean, what sort of concessions do you think we might be looking at, if any?
Well, I think these talks are still might be more difficult than we realize. I've heard a few tweets and mumblings that that there's still quite a bit of detail to be worked out. I mean, the concessions, there's been some concern about DUP's approach to things like same-sex marriage and some of the social issues. Yeah. Those aren't likely to be on the table. It's probably going to revolve more around austerity measures and maybe cuts to benefits. Those are things that the DUP did really emphasize in their manifesto, and I can see that's where they'll be trying to get concessions.
And do you think that's why we're reading some headlines today that Theresa May said last night at that meeting that it's the end of austerity? Do you think she was preempting that, and that's going to be her angle in?
I think there is going to be that. I mean, the DUP and the Conservatives do share common ground on things like Brexit, which would be the other potential sticking point. So I think where she will be willing to concede is on some of the austerity measures that, quite frankly, weren't that popular to begin with, around pensions and issues like that.
Mm. And what we're understanding, as the sort of very latest, is that the deal has largely been agreed now, and this is the fine detailing of it, which makes it a fairly quick meeting. Does that mean it was all done behind the scenes, really, by, you know, because the various talks, they began on Saturday, of course, with various, you know, the ministers and so on, people flying to Belfast to start the talks. Was it all kind of done, and this is just dotting the I's, crossing the T's kind of thing today?
I'm not so sure about that. I think that there might be more that needs to be hammered out than we realize, but I guess it's a little too early to say for certain. I think the other thing we have to watch out for is splits in the Tory party itself. I think you're going to find that some of the factions that we've known exist in the Tory party will also come back to rear their heads in the upcoming months, and that's something that Theresa May will also have to be very conscious of when she's been making any agreements with the DUP.
And so just elaborate on that for us, if you would, a little bit. I mean, what terms of factions, in what sense?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factions, and you've got the hard Brexiteers, you've got the soft Brexit people, you've got the Remainers, I mean, are still in there. You've got potential leadership candidates like Boris Johnson, who may prove to come back to haunt Theresa May. That you've also got just people who maybe again didn't support the austerity agenda as much as the party itself, and she needs every vote she can get, so she'll have to appease those groups as well.
And you're right. I mean, effectively, she cannot govern without this deal, can she?
She can't. And we're in a bit of a difficult situation. I mean, Corbyn has said he'd step in if no agreement was reached, but he also wouldn't really be able to hit the majority. So it's such a razor thin thing right now. With the DUP, she's only got two votes to spare. So she really needs everybody on board here.
And why the DUP? I mean, obviously it's a numbers game. They needed to get the majority. They need to get across the line, and the DUP had 10 seats. But the Liberal Democrats had 12. And you know, is it a case of we've been and done that before, that the Liberal Democrats weren't even part of this conversation?
I don't think the Liberal Democrats would agree to it. They were burned so badly in the coalition that I think Tim Farron would be very foolish to enter into any talks with Tories. So why the DUP? Really, they were the only party that were willing to work with the Conservatives. So I think that's where they had to go. I mean, I think already some Conservative people are questioning this move because of the DUP's stance on some issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, in all likelihood, this won't last. You know, I mean, the last time there was this sort of confidence and supply arrangement, it lasted 18 months in the 70s. So the chances of this lasting the full parliament are pretty slim.
So what are the DUP going to get out of it in that sense? Because they've got, apart from being thrust into the spotlight, of course, during this election, the Tories need them, but the DUP, you know, they're not part of the national conversation up until this point, are they? So what are they looking for to get? What are they looking to get out of this?
Well, it's a bit of a risky move on their part in that, you know, anything like the Lib Dems found, anything the government tries to push through that is unpopular could come back to haunt them. That being said, I think that's why they're entering into this confidence and supply measure, because then they can actually vote against the government on issues that aren't confidence measures or budget measures. So I think the DUP will be looking to get some concessions for Northern Ireland, probably in terms of budget, and they'll be looking at taking that back in the next election and saying that they've really supported the nation.
Listen, thanks very much for talking to us. As ever, friend of the show, Dr. Dion Curry, lecturer in public policy at the Department of Political and Cultural Studies at Swansea University. And that is where we stand now at 1:32 on a Tuesday evening. Yeah, the DUP having talks right now in Downing Street with Theresa May. And we await, of course, we'll bring you that this afternoon as details of that meeting emerge. And you'll hear it first here with Victoria, who indeed has the news headlines now for us on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's welcomed DUP leader Arlene Foster to Downing Street as she tries to form a minority government. Parliament is due to open this afternoon, giving several MPs the first taste of their new job. It comes as the EU's chief negotiator on Brexit has signalled that he's growing impatient at more potential delays to talks. They were due to get underway next week following the general election. It's understood that date will now be put back, prompting Michel Barnier to warn he can't negotiate with himself. Mairead McGuinness, the European Parliament's vice president, says everything appears to be up in the air.
We know the clock is ticking. We know that we have got to reach an agreement before the end of next year, and we are waiting for the United Kingdom to come to the table with some idea of what exactly they're looking for.
Reviews carried out after the murder of a vulnerable alcoholic woman by two teenage girls have found it could not have been prevented. Angela Wrightson was tortured to death by the 13 and 14-year-old in Hartlepool in 2014. Police have seized a shotgun and ammunition at a secondary school in Warwickshire. A boy has been arrested after officers were called to Higham Lane in Nuneaton this morning. And Real Madrid striker Cristiano Ronaldo has been accused of tax fraud. The Spanish prosecutor claims he avoided paying nearly £13 million from 2011 to 2014. Ronaldo's previously denied doing anything wrong. The weather dry for many with some sunny spells, although there'll be a few showers in the north, highs of 22 degrees. There's more in around 25-ish.
That's my old school!
I know, John.
Higham Lane School in Nuneaton.
Yeah.
Where that's Shotgun exciting. Boy goes.
Maybe don't call him that, because he's currently being questioned. He's been arrested.
Alleged Shotgun Boy.
That's better.
Okay, goes. Yeah, the worst that happened when I was there was I put some chalk in Mr. Tilly's coffee.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
No, but it wasn't that.
Did you get punished?
Well, he didn't know it was me. But the...
Well, he does now.
Hello, Mr. Tilly, if you're listening. It was me who made your coffee go chalky.
Hmm.
The other thing was, and now, of course, if you're listening to this, kids, you won't remember this because it's all whiteboards and overhead projectors now or whatever, isn't it? Technology and apps and stuff. But in my day, there were blackboards. That's cultural appropriation as well. You can't say that anymore. But anyway, the point is they were blackboards, but they rotated.
I used to have them as well.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
So they were on a big roller system.
Yeah, we had those.
Did you?
Yeah.
They were great. So what you would do, so the teacher would come in and there'd be all sort of stuff on the blackboard from previous lessons, mm-hmm. whatever, and they'd just roll the blackboard like a giant shutter and it'd just go round, wouldn't it?
Mm.
But what we thought was very funny was to draw a giant gentleman's downstairs arrangement.
Of course.
So as the whole blackboard rotated, that giant thing, phallus, should we call it, would hove into view behind Mr. Tilly or whoever it was, much to our amusement.
That is funny.
It is funny, and it remains funny. Can you do that now, kids, with an overhead
projector?
What?
I remember at my school, people used to Bluetooth, so they had an interactive whiteboard
that was
Bluetooth connected.
Yeah.
So you could Bluetooth images to the whiteboard and they'd just pop up.
What sort of stupid teacher agreed that?
No, it's just, that's the modern equivalent of what
it
you
is.
Do.
It is. Yeah, that's... No, I mean, I could not have recreated some image you could find on the internet to put up there, which I imagine kids do now.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not... I mean, I could draw... You know, I was quite good at biology, but I don't know that I could have drawn that in quite the detail.
I don't know if that was still the case, but I think it got solved pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very funny.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Kids will always find a way. That's what they say.
It will.
Anyway... Victoria, thank you for the news.
Right.
Have you done the weather?
I'm finished.
Oh, she's done. She's over.
Yeah.
She's spent. So she'll be back in around 24 minutes' time with the bulletin at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to put a made-up news story in that. We call it Headline Hijack. We'll run through some in a moment.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late Night Conversation. Worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right then. Headline hijack. It's time to run through some of the made-up nonsense you've been sending us for potential inclusion. Into the news at 2 o'clock. A victorious mouth, overworked though it is. According to rumour, we'll get full of your news, because we invite you to make that news up, and we'd like it to be said out loud from her, the voice, if you like, of authority. Therefore, it sounds real. Therefore, it confuses people not listening to this bit. What's been coming in, Cornelius, for Headline Hijack today?
This is from Nigel, who says, rumours are circulating that EU negotiations may be carried out just by email rather than in person following last week's general election result. Jean-Claude Juncker has released a statement saying that Britain's negotiations are now so futile, it makes sense for the British delegates just to save on airfares and use email.
Delegates.
Yeah, but then that's I corrected it to delegates.
That's a scandal in a sort of exotic meat emporium, okay. Isn't it? A deli gate there. Good. This has come in as well. Speaking of food, let's stay with food. This has come in from Sue. A Birmingham-based man's attempt to lick as many vegetables and put them back on the shelf in supermarkets in order to break a world record has been disqualified by the Guinness Book of World Records on the grounds of taste, decency and hygiene. The man, who simply goes with the name Carrot Licker, has said that he will continue with his attempt anyway. So if you are in a supermarket and you see some spittle on a carrot, then you know that is part of a world record attempt. It's quite an odd one, that. But anyway, thank you very much, Sue, for that. I don't think that speaks volumes. I think perhaps Sue is trying that out herself and was just sort of testing the water there with the notion of vegetable licking. Don't do it, kids. Not in supermarkets. Wait till you've paid for the vegetables and you've got them home.
Lick them all you want.
Then lick what you like then, but do not lick without permission. Cornelius.
Yes?
Any more?
Nick Clegg has announced that he is giving up his Liberal Democrat Party membership this morning and that he will be joining UKIP. The former Deputy Prime Minister, who lost his seat last week, said that the vote was a clear indication that the people of Sheffield Hallam want Brexit.
Who's that from?
That is from Sharon.
Sharon, thank you, Sharon. Do you exist? Do you have a notion of how words go together in sentence form? Then this is the feature for you. It's Headline Hijack. Just make up a news story. Get it to us. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
In the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the papers as well. It's our diversity paper review. It's where a different diversity each day reviews the papers. Makes us pretty diverse in the world of broadcasting. Today we welcome back Ez. Also, we will be helping a Kickstarter, somebody with a hope and a dream. We will be giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse by inviting that Kickstarter onto the radio to talk us through it. That'll be happening as well. We'll also be entertaining a tiny child, a 7-year-old in fact, who'll be talking us through the latest on the election fallout while hammering out a tune on a toy xylophone for you to guess. If you can guess the tune, well done, you get a toddler pop certificate if you are picked at random. There's the big debate at 3. Jake Yap, our very own Jake Yap, will be joining us on the radio, a PR exercise dressed up as an interview later as well, plus a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. All on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels!
goals. Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up To Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results,
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up.
Stuck for Father's Day gift ideas? At B&Q, the Dremel Hobby Tool Bundle with McAllister safety glasses and a pair of gloves is just £35. That's a saving of over £16. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
You have one new message. No message left.
Sound familiar? It's not the sound of silence. It's the sound of your customers not being able to get in touch. So take back control with eReceptionist. eReceptionist answers and directs all your calls, ensuring your customers always get an answer and you always get the business. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
Julian, Winston and Wolf, your dishwasher caught fire and your kitchen's destroyed.
Yeah.
You need to get to a safe place pronto, or tonight you'll be sleeping with the Fishers over at number 42.
Hello! Ugh.
Relax. If you can't stay in your home after a fire, Direct Line will get you sorted with an emergency hotel within an hour of you telling them. Now get going, Mr. Fisher's approaching.
Emergency hotel sorted within an hour. Can your home insurance do that? Excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Northamptonshire, there's still delays to the east of Wellingborough with the A45 closed between Higham Ferrers and Thrapston. The recovery of an accident involving a lorry. The closure of Stokes D Road A500 is causing significant delays. The northbound carriageway is closed around the Basford roundabout after a shed load of nails. Cumbria's A591 is currently blocked by a four-vehicle accident. That's on the road between Keswick and Windermere. And in Eastport Talbot, we've got reports of an accident on the eastbound M4 around Junction 39. I'm Joanna Adams.
My thing? Popping on the Lycra and swallowing the odd insect. I'm into my cycling, you see. We meet every Sunday morning, 7:30 on the dot. We just planned a trip to the Alps, well, the Welsh Alps, so we need a new bike rack. It's got to keep four bikes safe on the roof whilst we plan our tour de Wales in the car underneath.
Sounds like Ben's thing is a roof-mounted four-bike car carrier rack. Find your thing on eBay, the UK's number one online destination for car parts and accessories. eBay. Find your thing.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. And welcome. It's, if you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've been obviously discussing the news. The DUP are D-up. In. D-up, as we're calling them. Arlene Phillips, who is the leader. She's a choreographer. You might know her from such programmes as Strictly, etc. She's also the leader of the DUP. She is in Downing Street having talks at the moment, trying to lead Theresa May on a merry dance, if you will, on negotiations on how exactly the DUP will fit into a minority government. With this deal they're thrashing out. So, of course, we'll bring you the latest on that as we go. We also learned that a boy at my former school had something to do with the news.
Yes.
And a gun, allegedly. I don't know. Allegedly. Anyway, no one's hurt. That's the main thing. And a child from my former school, where I grew up, Higham Lane in Dunedin, is being questioned over a shotgun incident where I think he took it into school. Perhaps he was just show and tell. We don't know yet. But either way, so there's a lot going on. Possession of a firearm, I think, by the way, is what they've accused him of. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that the news...
And an arm made out of fire.
Yes. There's a lot in America, because they've got the right to bear arms, which, you know, I've got now with my sleeve rolled up, so... Yeah. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, a lot of people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right because we're here to help. If you can't get your head around the news, then all you need to do is tune in to Talk Radio in the afternoons, just usually after the quarter two traffic and travel and break. Because that's where we take the news and run it through Japanese poetry, simplifying it for you into just five syllables, seven syllables, and then another five syllables. We present the news all together in haikus.
GB bobsleigh coach, accused of racism. That's just not cool, Runnings.
Yep. The news in haiku! All right, then. We arrive knocking on the door of our diversity paper review. Papers reviewed. Yeah, so what? All programmes do that, John. Yeah, but they don't all have a different diversity doing it each day, do they? No. In order to make us, which it does, the most diverse programme in broadcasting, diversity a major issue, and this is us doing our bit. We welcome Ez. Hello, Ez.
Yes, I'm back, people. I'm back.
And remind us of your diversity.
I'm a black man.
That's correct. So, Ez, what newspaper are we going to start with?
We're going to start, obviously, all the papers are showing today about, you know, stuff about May and the chaos and the DUP talks. This is an ongoing story right now, in fact. But I wanted to go with the Daily Telegraph. And it's saying here, the headline here reads on the front page, Tories and Labour hold secret talks on soft Brexit. So this is the flaccid Brexit that we know might be coming, as opposed to the hard Brexit. And
I don't think a flaccid Brexit would
do. No, never mind.
All right, fine.
So senior cabinet ministers are engaged in secret talks with Labour MPs to secure cross-party backing for a soft Brexit. So obviously there's a lot of... Theresa May yesterday held a cabinet meeting to apologise to her her members, and obviously some people in the cabinet. Yeah, I'll carry on.
Yes,
they're looking for a soft Brexit, so they have they've held these talks with Labour Party members who have obviously.
So these were secret talks, according
secret
to the
talks. But apparently, well, they say it's secret, but according to
it's
Daily
in
Chronicle,
all the papers,
yeah, yeah, that, and according to the papers, that May knew about this several days ago, but still hasn't done anything about it. So she knew about this. Uprising, and obviously with the whole snap election not going her way, she knows there's going to be animosity and fractures in her cabinet. So
yeah.
I think she's aware of this, but there's not a solution to it just as yet. And it was suggested yesterday that senior Conservatives will allow her to continue as Prime Minister until 2019. So,
well, that's what came out of the meeting. Yes, indeed. Yeah. She said, I think the quote was, wasn't it, I'll serve as long as you want me to serve.
Yeah.
It was interesting yesterday because, you know, the notion of her going has sort of gone itself now a little bit, hasn't it? Because it's moved on in terms of what deals have been done behind the scenes. Again, we don't quite know. But the idea that she went into this, the 1922 committee, which was held yesterday at...
just after 20 past seven.
That's right. Yeah. But she went in there and is it apologised? It was my fault. I cocked it all up. She said she was contrite. But she got a round of applause and wasn't questioned that much, according to the reports. So it is interesting. She seems to have clung on, and those stories are sort of dissipating a little bit.
Yeah, from what I've been reading, it's like the Conservatives prefer a bad PM as opposed to no PM at all. So, like, she's bided herself a bit of time.
It's almost, actually,
stuff,
if they did have a leadership election now, though, right, and then who's going to stand and want to
Boris.
Deal... Yeah, but he doesn't want to deal with Brexit, does he?
This
is a poison chalice in many ways, so it's going to be so complicated. Like, so they might as well leave her to do it and then chuck her out.
It's like that's the defence of the dark arts. It's just cursed.
Voldemort has cursed this job.
Right.
And she'll go and deal with it. And whatever Brexit deal, she gets a good Brexit deal, then it'll be a case of, all right, well done. And
what's a good Brexit deal?
Well, we still don't know. Well, yesterday we were talking about the Ferrero-Rocher Brexit, which is hard on the outside and soft in the middle.
I like the sound of that.
Can we keep the roaming charges that are being dropped? Or the free roaming charges?
I think
that's the most important thing.
No, yeah.
Well, yeah. that is that. I mean, that,
we
that,
want that definitely. Yeah. That's
but who, they'll take that
who,
away.
Who that's, voted it, for against that?
It's going to be in the Queen's speech for sure. So
yeah, no. I hope so.
So, but no, it is. You're right. It's interesting. The papers are full of it, of course. But you know, there's more to the papers than politics today. Yeah, I realise. So what else have you got?
Yeah. So it was sticking with the Daily Telegraph. this is a funny one. Students sent an email on how to use a laboratory. So. A university has told its students to stop defecating in the showers and dustbins.
I mean, that's all we need.
That's all we need. All right, done. I'm done here.
No, what? Student? What?
So this is a...
Bloody snowflake generation, that is.
What highly esteemed university is it?
Yeah, so this is a very state-of-the-art university up in Scotland. And they were warned about their laboratory habits. So the students have blamed this on a multicultural...
That's what happens when you don't charge tuition fees.
No respect for the property.
So the students have blamed this on a multicultural population. So the emails counteracted this by saying, well, although different countries have different practices, they should be aware that here in the UK we accept practices only used, we should only, you know, poo and pee in the toilet.
So in other countries, the population of other countries, what, poo in the shower,
defecate in the shower,
and poo in a bin? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently.
I've travelled widely. I've never seen that happen.
This is an £80 million science hub, which opened in 2015 in Glasgow, and this type of stuff's happening. I don't get it. I've never experienced it when I was at uni, so this is all new territory for me.
Maybe it's an experiment or something. I mean, I don't understand universities these days. It's all very complicated, isn't it? When I was there, it was the seat of discussion.
Right.
No, well, quite. It was the seat of discussion, wasn't it? And that, you know, all viewpoints were accepted and discussed. But now it's all about, oh no, trigger warnings. Oh no, you.
That's just a toilet seat of discussion.
Basically, yes. Very good. It is. And I think, you know, are they critics of the university? What are they?
No. So the university has come out and said, like, sent this email to all the students and staff members there saying, could you stop? Could you stop doing this?
Yeah, and,
this,
and
is,
right.
this is not what we do over here. So could you stop? So
the notes go up here in this building. Right, frequently, about the state of the toilets here, because I don't know if it's because the plumbing is bad, or whether the bowel movements of most of the people who work for TalkSport are particularly appalling.
And I'm not Talk Radio, just TalkSport.
TalkSport, absolutely, yeah, and I'm thinking of Moose. Right, but essentially, it gets blocked up a lot, let's say, in there, and there is often notes going up, aren't there, saying, please defecate correctly, would you do this at home? So it's not just a problem of universities, I think... I worry for the human bowel now.
University system is going down the pan.
I think we should move on from the poo talk.
Okay.
Let's go to the Times. do you guys own any dogs?
To own any dogs?
Any dogs?
I've got a dog.
No. You got a dog?
Yes.
I don't.
What type of dog? What
it's
breed?
A cocker spaniel.
A spaniel. Oh, well, is it a girl?
She's
very lucky because apparently there's a dog fest on the rise. A 20% increase in dog napping in 2016. Yes, this is a Times story. So a survey suggested that around 1.5 million dogs have gone missing in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
So the ones most at risk are Staffordshire Bull Terriers, Chihuahuas, Jack Russells and Pugs. So,
well, that is true. I mean, you are warned. There are dog theft. They often turn up in the local paper when, you know, a dog has been sold. But there's dogs are expensive. If you buy a dog, and I mean, not just one from, you know, the Dogs Trust, for example, friends of the show, you know, but if you, on the dog market, as it were, you know, dogs are like quite a lot of money, I think.
I mean,
you know, if you buy a puppy, it's like from a breeder, it's like £500-600 or something.
Yeah, I mean,
so they're worth a lot of money.
Plus the operating costs, because you have to, you know, keep them up and stuff, like the food and all that stuff.
You have to do the operating costs of a dog.
Operating costs,
So I am the owner operator of a dog, it turns out. But they are, it's pricey, that's true. So that's why, because people, I don't know, do they traffic them? Is there a market for them?
I saw an advert at the station near here, and it said it's a picture of a dog next to a microphone on a stage as if it's doing stand-up comedy, and it said the sentences for abusing animals are a joke. I thought, I can't believe they're advertising that you only get a small sentence for abusing animals.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do that.
No, you're absolutely right.
I think they should campaign against abusing animals rather than telling how many people how easy it is to do it.
Yeah. No, I think I think you make a valid point.
Yeah, well, it's about time. It's like I saw a sign the other day. It said, handbag thieves operate in this area.
Right.
Why are you telling them to do that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there.
Yeah. Well, no. Reckless. Well, it's signing like that is confusing.
Yeah.
You often see. I saw one that said, it was a local paper thing again. And it said child porn quiz at local pub. Right. Right? That was the headline. And I went down and thought of a team name before I realised my mistake. I'll be honest. So you've got to be... It's confusing.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Semantics.
Anyway, it is. Final story. Yes,
final story, yes. So the Times have conducted a report here. No, sorry. Well, they've given basically a scientific reason why populist leaders profit from fear. So Americans who voted for Donald Trump, Russians, and Vladimir Putin, I said they're more likely to have voted for them because they're worried about their economic future. So this survey's been done in over 140,000 people, and this survey basically suggests that people, when unemployment is high, people are more likely to say they prefer the strong leader who does not bother with parliamentary elections. So people who are, you know, populist figures, they tend to vote for because they vicariously kind of live through the control of these powerful or seemingly powerful leaders.
So should we turn to that system now, given the chaos? Is on.
I don't think they're saying that, but like, but it's quite interesting because it's basically kind of saying, oh well, this is the reason why people vote for very right winged politicians as opposed to, you know, the Jeremy Corbyns and stuff. So it's an interesting article. And it said when economic conditions are better, people prefer leaders who are respected, knowledgeable, admired, and not Donald Trump.
So. Fair enough. we're out of time, Ez. But I should mention, of course, that Ez, who's a regular, you listen to the show of our pay-per-views, the actor Ez is currently rehearsing for where and what play?
I'm rehearsing for As You Like It, a Shakespearean play, at Putney Arts Theatre. You can buy your tickets now. The performance is run through the 20th and 24th of June, and we've got four performances in July, the first two weekends of July. There so grab tickets now at Putney Arts Theatre.
So if you want to see Ez live,
See me live.
Then
reviewing papers live.
Reviewing papers live in Shakespeare.
Then there you go. All right, Ez, listen, thank you very much for coming
in.
I know you're busy with rehearsals, so we appreciate the time. We will bring you things in the next bit of the programme. Those things specifically are this. First, a Kickstarter project. Have you an idea, a hope and a dream? Do you beg for the crowd's coin in a crowdfunding exercise? If you do, get in touch, because you can come on the radio and talk about it and promote it. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll talk to today's after the break. Before that, headline hijack, though, a made-up news story on the way in the news. To confuse those not listening to this bit, Cornelius, what's the name of the made-up headline hijacker today?
Lee.
Where is Lee?
Glasgow.
Okay. Well done, Lee. You've got your story in. It's coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. After the adverts, Victoria will have the news.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank,
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money.
Search FSCS Protected for more information.
My thing, my abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, PM holds DUP talks, warning over Brexit discussions delay, and casting of Aladdin film criticised.
Talk Radio.
Critical talks are being held at Downing Street between the Prime Minister and the DUP leader Arlene Foster. Theresa May is hoping to seek the Democratic Unionists' backing to form a minority government. But former Labour adviser Kevin Mars told Talk Radio some of their beliefs are questionable.
They've been there for a very long time, and their views in Northern Ireland are incredibly well known, and some of the rhetoric is pretty toxic. And because of the particular context of the Troubles and the need to keep the devolved settlement working there, they get away with things that, frankly, if you were in British politics, you would be hung, drawn and quartered, and you would be wiped out in the morning.
It comes as the European Parliament's chief negotiator is calling for Theresa May and her party to put any disputes surrounding Brexit aside and get talks started.
We are on a course of Article 50. It has been triggered. And the other reason why we have to start, hopefully next week, is that we have only a time frame of less than 2 years. Everything has to be behind us on the 29th of March 2019.
Guy Verhofstadt's been speaking at the institution in Strasbourg. It's after the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, warned the UK risks a no-deal withdrawal if it wastes more time before starting discussions. A review has found two teenage girls who beat a vulnerable alcoholic to death in her own home in Hartlepool were already known to social services, but it's concluded Angela Wrightson's murder in 2014 could not have been prevented. It's emerged inmates at a youth jail in Kent have been able to watch sexually explicit content on TV even after the premises were rated inadequate. That was one of the reasons why Ofsted made the judgment against Medway Secure Training Centre last year. Following another visit in March, inspectors found managers have taken steps to avoid a repeat of the explicit viewing, but they're not yet in place. And Guy Ritchie is facing a backlash over his reported casting choice for the upcoming live-action remake of Aladdin. He's apparently approached Tom Hardy to play the role of Jafar, and some Disney fans aren't happy about it.
What have they said?
I don't have the details.
Oh. I thought, yeah, that sounded like it was building up to a clip.
No, that was the end.
What about the genie? Who's going to play them?
I don't know.
I'm going to kick off if it's not a blue person.
Yeah, that's not right at all, is it?
Mm.
That is genuinely racist. If they've culturally appropriated a genie, then that's not right. Who's playing Aladdin?
Literally, I don't have any information apart from what I said on air, John, so please let me do the weather.
So what you've got there is two sentences of information?
Yes.
And no more?
Stop talking to me.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry for many with sunny spells, although there'll be a few showers in the north, highs of 22 degrees.
Okay. Any more details on the weather?
I hate you.
All right. Here's Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Tim Humphrey. England manager Gareth Southgate says it's impossible to use France as a blueprint for success as they prepare to face them tonight. Victory for England in the under-20 World Cup has drawn comparisons with the French team that did the same in 2013. 3 years later, they made the final of the Senior European Championship. Southgate says tonight's opponents are an excellent side, but the country's systems can't be compared.
They obviously won the 20s World Cup not so long ago. Their league is different to ours. Their league is better opportunity at the moment for young players to go in and play regularly, get European football as well.
There's full commentary of that game on Talk Sport. It's understood Premier League side Everton have agreed a £30 million fee for Sunderland goalkeeper Jordan Pickford. The England youth player made 29 top-flight appearances last season as the North East club were relegated to the Championship. British and Irish Lions Rugby Union head coach Warren Gatland says they didn't nail the big moments as they lost for the second time on their tour of New Zealand. His side went down 23-22 to the Highlanders after leading by 9 points heading into the closing stages. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a GCSE exam maths paper sat by many in the United Kingdom may become revoked as the brightest students notice that all the answers were the same number. We can't reveal what the answer number was as of yet, as some students who have extra time to complete the paper will still be sitting the exam.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the new news, and Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sport. Victoria's back in half an hour, and then another half an hour after that, and then another half an hour after that. And that one at 3:30 contains Victoria's bonus news, which is there for her to make the time up, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and she gets paid the same. Today it's animal news, Victoria.
Animal news.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you?
No.
No. All right, find out what's in animal news as the afternoon wears on. Next, we will crowdsource a Kickstarter on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And allow me to explain that. Well, here's what we do. We, as you know, are a warm, friendly, inclusive programme. And we like to help when we can. And we like to help you if you have a Kickstarter idea. You know the kind of thing. You've had a crazy pipe dream, haven't you, in your head. You've thought, oh, I've got a great idea for a new kind of human bottom. And I need to pay for the manufacture of it. Or, I don't know, you're thinking, oh, I've got a great idea. Why don't I try and form a minority government with the DUP? Well, listen, whatever your crazy idea, unworkable, however unworkable it might be, then get in touch with us, because we will help you through it by promoting your Kickstarter idea on the radio, by talking to you about it. We've got someone on today. It's coming now. It's a Kickstarter kicked up the arse. And one such Kickstarter hopeful, I suppose is the right word, it is on the telephone now. Her name is Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So, okay, so we know what we're doing. You're on a Kickstarter. You're crowdfunding a project. That's the point of the exercise. Tell us, Lynn, I mean, I know already what this remarkable project is, but tell us, if you would, in your own words, what it is you're doing.
It's basically, I'm a yodeler, professional yodeler, and a lot of people have been asking me to put an album together, so this is what I'm hoping to do. It's called Yodeling with Yodelin.
Yodelin, of course.
And it's going to be a very eclectic mix from the traditional oompah to the downright wacky with the Dalek yodel and Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Excellent track, of course, that is, even in its original form.
Yeah.
So, look, Lynn, how long have you been yodeling? I've obviously looked at your Kickstarter page here, and the phrase closet yodeler has been used by yourself here. And yodeling strikes me as something one couldn't do in a closet. For the noise, Lynn.
Yes, absolutely. Well, basically, I've been yodeling since I was 10. I first heard Frank Ifield when it was played by my auntie.
Yeah.
When I visited her one day. And I thought, I want to do that, but I didn't want to practice around anybody in case I couldn't do it. So I practiced quietly either in the car or when everybody was out for the day or whatever, until 2007 when I came out.
Wow. So in terms of your, I mean, at what level had you achieved? Because presumably if you hadn't done it before to people, was it just a sort of self-awareness of, I can bloody well yodel now?
Well, a little bit. Basically, they were all drunk. It was a party. I just thought I'd try it out because I wasn't quite sure whether, to me, it was proper yodeling. But it woke everybody up, and from there, it's just gone crazy.
Yeah, you don't see things. You don't. It's, I mean, I might move in the wrong circles, Lynn, but so you can correct me here. But you don't get a lot of yodeling around now. There aren't many yodelers, or are there, Lynn?
There are in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
There are not many here in the UK that I'm aware of that do it as much as I do. I know if you go over to Switzerland and Austria, they have yodel festivals. America, they have quite a few yodelers because they like to do quite a few Oktoberfests. But here in the UK, I've not really come across any other yodelers.
No. I mean, give us a little background in the of the history of it, because obviously, it, and again, am I right, it originates sort of in Austria, Switzerland and the Alps and so forth. Is that right?
Basically, as I understand, and I've tried to do more research, it's just a form of communication from the goat herders across the Alps.
Yeah.
Whether they're actually saying anything in yodel, I don't know. I mean, I could actually be offending people when I do the yodeling. I have no idea. But as far as I know, it was just, you know, a form of communication across the mountains.
It'd be a great sort of long-term trick they'd played on everybody if it was just a load of swear words, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
no one actually knew about it.
Years,
yeah. Yeah, could yodel down the telephone for us?
Hello, oh, oh, dee, 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 yodley, oh, yodley, dee, lo, yodley, dee, lo, dee, dee, oh, hello, oh, oh, dee, 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 yodley, oh, yodley, dee, lo, yodley, dee, lo, oh, oh, dee.
I mean, I apologise if you're offended.
I hope I didn't swear.
I kind of hope you did. It is, but the thing is, that sound that you do, that I mean, that's it is something that takes a lot of practice, presumably, because where do you do it? Is it the back of the throat?
No, actually, you're jumping from the head voice. You're jumping from the chest voice to the head voice.
Right.
And you need to actually know your breathing techniques to do it in the first place, just because you need to control the breathing while you're doing the yodel, because the yodel really needs to be done on quite a long breath while you're jumping from the chest voice to the head voice.
Right.
Classically trained singers find it very difficult, usually, because they've been trained to get rid of that break in the voice. So it's quite difficult to undo everything. Basically, yodeling is doing everything you shouldn't do if you're a classically trained singer. So you're doing basically, so it's a jump.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got all the complicated yodels in between. You've got a nice safe yodel, which goes, and then you've got the more complicated yodels, which uses the tongue, the mouth shapes, and you look very silly yodeling at speed. I do.
Alas, this is radio, Lynn, and we can't see you yodeling at speed.
No, I'm so pleased, actually.
But I mean, you have done TV with it, haven't you? Because I was reading about you've you yodel it to the stars, Lynn. Is that fair to say?
Well, again, it's very bizarre. But they just seem to want a piece of it. Yeah, I was on. I had a wonderful time on Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Tim and Simon and their guests at the time were Paloma Faith, Frank Skinner, who'd actually seen me before, and he made a point of saying that on the day, which was fun. But I had 8 minutes to do with them what I wanted, really. It was just completely off the cuff with Tim and Simon. It was a huge amount of fun.
Yeah.
And they were all game in their yodeling. It was really fantastic.
Did any of them have a natural aptitude for it?
Frank did.
Of course he did. Well, he's musical, isn't he? He plays the ukulele, doesn't he?
He does, yes.
I'm not suggesting there's a correlation between playing the ukulele and yodeling. I'm not sure George Formby went into it much. I don't.
Well, I play the uke as well, so you don't know.
Oh, do you? Oh, there you go. Yeah, all right, okay. Well, look, tell us about this album then. So this is, as you say, there's some traditional stuff on there. And I love the set. I love on your Kickstarter page, what it says, a question I always get asked without fail is, when are you going to record a yodeling album? And I like that the answer is now, Lynn. I like that.
Yes, very much now. And it came about that I was going to do it now because I'm being booked very much for Oktoberfest parties in the autumn.
Yeah.
And usually I go out with my guitar and I do yodeling workshops and I yodel some of the traditional stuff. But I have arthritis now in my hand, so I can't really play the guitar that much or for that long. And also, just me and the guitar does not give that really full umpah feel.
Right.
So I thought what I might do is select some fantastic songs that I like to sing and get bespoke tracks made up so that I can sing and concentrate 100% on the yodel and the voice.
Yes.
While giving that full umpah sound at an Oktoberfest party. And then I thought, well, if I'm doing that now for then, everybody who's wanted the album, why not record my vocals to these tracks and create an album?
Yeah.
And then it went silly because somebody said, well, if you're doing that, please do Hocus Pocus by Focus. And then somebody said, well, why didn't... And then I thought, well, Laurel and Hardy as well, Way Out West, I've always loved that kind of country silliness.
Yes.
So that's going on it too. The International Ukulele Club of Fun in Common will be doing backing track to a medley of The Lonely Goat Herd and Taught Me to Yodel. So it stemmed from having to get backing tracks done to play at the Oktoberfest parties. That's why it's being done now.
Is it a gateway to those who might wish to embrace the joy of yodeling, Lynn? Is that what it is?
Can you ever embrace the joy? Yes, you can.
Of course you can.
Yes, probably.
I think of a goat herder embracing both the goat and the joy of yodeling simultaneously.
Absolutely.
So I think
it's fun. You know, whenever I do it, whenever I'm asked to do it, without fail, whether I've got the ukulele club behind me or I'm just doing me and the guitar.
Yeah.
The smiles on the faces when I start, they just sort of, and amazement, of course, and complete bewilderment.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it lifts everybody's spirit.
Well, I couldn't tell you the last time I heard yodeling before you did as a yodel just then. And in my head, I sort of had it up there with, and don't take this the wrong way, but sort of with bagpipes or something quirky. Whereas, of course, what you realise is bagpipes sound horrible instantly, but yodeling sort of pulls you in, doesn't it?
It can pull you in or push you out.
What I like as well is what you get for pledging. Because I always ask people this during this feature, is what you get for pledging stuff. And people often say, oh, well, you'll get we've done these mugs, or you'll get your name on a thing and everything else. Nobody, Lynn, I've spoken to in the world of Kickstarter has offered for £30 a Bavarian slap dance class.
Well, why not? It's all true to the actual form, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's great.
You know, they'll get refreshments and they'll have a lot of fun. They can make complete fools of themselves with me behind closed doors, have a good giggle. And, you know, it's just embracing fun. And that's what the yodeling's all about and the concept of the whole oompah thing.
It is. And I think, you know what you need to do as well? So once this album, and I know it's going to be a number one hit, or it's going to be a success.
I don't know about that, but I really hope people would like to come on board and see the progress.
Well, I think they will. And I suggest for the next album, because this is quite fashionable, isn't it? Indie hits, yodeled indie hits. Because you know you get bands doing indie covers. So
yeah.
You get bluegrass bands covering indie songs like the Arctic Monkeys or whatever it might be, you know, these indie bands. I think an album of indie yodeling hits, because panpipes have done it, so why the hell not yodeling?
We can try.
There you go. Just trying to help. Alright, listen, where would we find you, Lynn? Tell us where we'd find you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at LynnButler2009.
Okay.
You can find me LynnButler.co.uk.
Yep.
Find me on my Yodelin website,
yep,
which is Yodellynne. Very quirky.
Very good, Yodelin. Good.
And Facebook Yodelin as well.
And Kickstarter, of course, just put in the word yodel.
I guess so, yeah.
You'll either get a parcel delivered or you'll find you.
And the most quirky thing, another quirky thing is that I was... my husband and I have a fully operational Dalek called Derek, and I'll be doing a duet yodel with him.
Oh, yes, save that till the last hit. I mean, fine.
How bizarre can you get?
Yes, good. Lynn, what? Yodel us out, Lynn, if you'd be so kind. Talk Radio in the afternoons. If you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like us to kick up the arse on the radio, get in touch with us. Why don't you? Here comes the number 87222. You can start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All by myself. Don't wanna be.
I'm back, Mr. Alexander!
Back? What? Didn't even know you'd gone. Movies are better with two, which is why only comparesamarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
The American Golf trade-in continues. Save, trade and upgrade your old clubs for brand new ones. Visit for a free valuation today. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected the guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lane restrictions on the eastbound M4 through Neath Port Talbot are causing delays. There's congestion from around Junction 41 at Baglan towards the scene of problems between 39 and 38. Through down the A1, Draymore Road through Banbridge is currently closed in both directions, but in a serious accident near the A26. No change to the east of Wellingborough for the A45. That's closed eastbound away from Higham Ferris towards Thrapston because of an accident involving a lorry, and in Stoke, the D Road is still closed north of the Basford roundabout following a shed load. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm going to demonstrate just how far around the home BT Infinity can reach in the next 20 seconds. Here goes. I can get Wi-Fi here in the kitchen. Back here in the bathroom. Oh, look at that. Out here in the garden. Even way up in the attic. You know what? Let's just take my word for it.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers.
To verify, visit bt.com/smarthub.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio in the in them. Afternoons. I'm what that production said there. Now, it's just coming up to a time. What we've learned is that Theresa May has now left Downing Street. She's resigned. She...
Incorrect.
Yes, I just turned over the page. She hasn't resigned, but she has left Downing Street. That's the news. Without commenting on that meeting she had with DUP, we don't know. I think Arlene Phillips, the choreographer and leader of the DUP, has also sashayed her way.
But we didn't see her leave.
I've heard she's left.
Okay,
but whether she left, but they didn't leave together, I don't think. But either way, there's no comment from either of them yet, so we don't know what those talks involved. So, of course, we'll keep you up to date as soon as we've managed to gather any information on that. But Talk Radio in the afternoon is obviously keeping you up to date. That's what we do. Still to come on the programme this afternoon, don't forget a game of Snowflake Buckaroo in the last half an hour of it. Jake Yap of this parish will be joining us to plug something or other. It's PR... dressed up as an interview. He's got a live gig and he needs to flog some tickets, so he's going to be in here to talk about that. And there's the big debate coming at 3 o'clock. But now, though, it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pop.
This is Toddler Pop!
So it works very much like this. A child discussing current events. That's how it works. Just to get some proper insight, I think, into the turbulent times that we now live in. So earlier on, I spoke to Maisie. She's 7 years old. We had a discussion, as I say. And then what she's tasked with doing is playing a tune on a toy xylophone. And all you have to do... my friend, is identify that tune correctly. That is it. That's what falls to you, all right? Now, once you think you know what it is, you can let us know via Text 87222.
Start your message with the word
or
talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Text messages cost 25 pence, but it's standard network rate.
But you may well be in line, should you guess it correctly, to be the proud receiver of the I Guessed What the Tune Was on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 in the afternoons, brackets, weekdays, closed brackets, certificate. Now, this is an exclusive bit of merchandising that is basically a PDF that we email to you, and then you print it off and fill in the details yourself. It's a minimal cost to us, that's the gist of it. But it's a Toddler Pop certificate, and it will be awarded to one correct guessee. Completely at random. But you can't even be in the running unless you text or tweet your guess. So anyway, before we hear the tune, I spoke to Maisie, and, you know, here's how it went.
Hello, Maisie. Quite the week.
I know. Frankly, though, I saw it coming. Knew the wheels would come off.
Oh, right. So you sort of predicted that?
Oh, yeah. Bound to happen. Bound to end in disaster. I mean, it's not like he hasn't crashed before.
Oh, right, you're talking about Richard Hammond.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was talking about the election.
Oh, that. Well, Theresa May is about as inept at steering a political party as the hamster is at steering a car. They say there's be a new Tory leader before long. I might just have a crack at it myself. Can't budge it up any worse than she has, and I'm 7. Mrs. Thatcher spent her 11 years in power trying to destroy socialism, and Theresa May has brought it back in 11 months. She's crashed, and she's the Richard Hammond of politics.
Shall we play a tune?
Let's do this thing.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Yeah. There it is. All you have to do is identify the song that she played there on the toy. Here's how you get in touch. You know the number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you can throw in the hashtag Toddler Pops if you so desire. And you may well be on the receiving end of that certificate, picked entirely at random from all the correct entries. Let's hear that song again. Here it comes. All right, then, what was that? Get your guesses in. The lines are open. We will, of course, be revealing the answer. After the forthcoming news with Victoria at 2:30. But you won't be in line to get the PDF, the cheap bit of paper PDF, emailed to you unless you enter. Picked entirely at random. Write your own name on it, print it out, and treasure it forever. It's a bit like Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2, where he gives away a I chose the oldies on Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2 badge. But they've got a budget for those, whereas we have nothing. So, in fact, it's just a bit of paper designed by Cornelius. And email to you afterwards if you're picked. That's it. It's Toddler Pops. Shall we hear the tune one more time? Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we hear the tune? Shall we hear the tune one more time? Come on then. Here it is. There we go. I think that's quite an easy one. Right. While you're considering that and thinking, let me tell you what's coming up in the next half an hour. Well. Work experience punditry is. That is where our work experience today, that's Zoe, will be in here reviewing for us brand new music. It's how we treat our work experiences, giving them proper proper work in the industry. I mean, we don't pay them, obviously. That's the simple reason that they're here. But we do tell them that it's a leg up into the industry. That is a lie. There's the big debate at 3. Jake Yap joining us as well this afternoon to promote something or other. PR dressed up as his interview. And a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. You remember the game Buckaroo? You remember that from, I think you still get it, I think.
Yeah,
you can get it, yeah. So it's a plastic donkey, isn't it, that's bent over. And you stack on that donkey some tools, some plastic old tools, like some rope maybe, or a bucket and a pickaxe. And eventually that weighs the donkey down and it kicks off, doesn't it, the donkey? And that's Buckaroo! Except the snowflake version is this. We've got a sort of snowflake, you know, a generation snowflake type. And what we do is we hang trigger words on them until they kick off and run to their safe space. That's Snowflake Buckaroo. It's a game for two players, and it's coming up between 3:30 and 4 this afternoon. All on the way. Right, 2:30 now, though. Victoria's got the latest news headlines on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has held talks with the Democratic Unionist Party. The DUP leader, Arlene Foster, has just tweeted saying discussions are going well with the Conservatives and she hopes they'll end with a successful conclusion. While the Prime Minister is thought to be planning to ditch unpopular policies to ensure a Queen's speech isn't voted down by Parliament, Conservative MP Nigel Evans, who claimed his party had shot itself during the head during the campaign, is pleased.
I think that a lot of the stuff that was in that manifesto will be junked or diluted, and I look forward to that. There's got to be a recognition that it cost us. That manifesto absolutely cost us those seats. No two ways.
Meanwhile, pressure is mounting on the PM to clarify the government's position on Brexit. The European Parliament's chief negotiator says time is of the essence. The first inquest into the deaths of the London Bridge terror attack victims have been opened and adjourned. Southwark Coroner's Court was told three terrorists stabbed people in the neck, back and chest during their rampage 10 days ago. The sister of murdered MP Jo Cox says the 12 months since she was killed have been a constant roller coaster. Kim Ledbetter says she's still not come to terms with her death or had time to grieve. And Spanish prosecutors have filed a tax fraud lawsuit against Real Madrid star Cristiano Ronaldo. He's accused of avoiding paying almost £13 million over 3 years. He's previously denied doing anything wrong. The weather dry for many with some sunny spells, but there will be a few showers in the north. Highs of 22 degrees is more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, Victoria. That's right.
Yes, John.
There's more also in 1 hour.
Yes.
Which is today's bonus news. The Nation hangs on your every word, as you know, for bonus news, because it's the only place on the dial in broadcasting that can bring one up to date on everything animal, vegetable or mineral. And today we are talking animal news.
Animal news.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's right. Have you started it
no.
yet?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because I like a tease.
I know you do, but sometimes I have other stuff to do.
Do you?
Like news.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe in the next half an hour, in the 3 o'clock, you could hint. Just drop. All you got to do is drop the name. Just drop an animal
okay.
in there.
Just I'll start.
Just people will want to know what animals we're going to be talking about. I think that's
probably a dog. There's usually a dog. Isn't
yes.
there?
There's usually a dog. Yeah. yeah. All right. Thank you.
Right.
For the news. There's Victoria with the news. There we go. Right, coming up, work experience, punditry, and of course the reveal to today's edition of Toddler Pops.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, work experience punditry on the way. That is where we invite our work experience today. Zoe, hello, Zoe.
Hello.
Into the studio to get some real world broadcasting experience. And as I say, we tell her, and indeed all of them, that it's a leg up into the industry. It isn't. But that's what we tell them. And they tend to fill half an hour of radio for free. Today, Work Experience Punditry brings you music reviews. We'll get onto that momentarily. But speaking of music, did you identify the tune as played by a 7-year-old in this week's Toddler Pops?
This is Toddler Pops!
So we promised you the answer, and of course we will deliver it, unlike Brexit, which appears to be now more complicated. But here we are, we promised it, we're going to deliver it. Toddler Pops, we spoke to Maisie about some news that was going on, and then she played a song on a toy xylophone. If you missed it 5 or so minutes ago, here's what happened.
They say there's be a new Tory leader before long. I might just have a crack at it myself. Can't budge it up any worse than she has, and I'm 7. Mrs. Thatcher spent her 11 years in power trying to destroy socialism, and Theresa May has brought it back in 11 months.
She's crashed and she's the Richard Hammond of politics.
Shall we play a tune?
Let's do this thing.
There we go. That was what you were guessing. That was what you were trying to identify. That tune. But what on earth was it? Find out in a moment. But here's some of the people who had the correct answer. Over to Cornelius.
Congratulations to David on Twitter, Gary on Twitter, Kirk on Twitter, Emily on text, Sophia, Rachel, and Paul. Mm. Will got it right, and Sean. Right, and that's just to name a few, John. There's too many today.
So many coming. They're still coming in now, but that's a waste of time. So anyway, thank you. And we need the... Well, before we find out who's got the exclusive certificate... well, we probably need to give you the answer. The answer that everybody got right was this. I say, don't you know? You say you don't know. I say, take me out. It was Franz Ferdinand, of course, and Take Me Out. Congratulations to everybody who got it right, but there can be only one certificate owner. It's simply a PDF that Cornelius made in a hurry. And it says on it, I correctly guessed the tune on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the afternoons, brackets 1 to 4 weekdays. And picked entirely at random now, Cornelius, who is the certificate holder?
It is Sophia!
Sophia! Sophia, the first, or whatever you are. Get in touch, give us your email address, and you will get that certificate emailed back to you. Well done.
What? I got really excited that Michael Skinner also answered it correctly, and I thought it was Mike Skinner from The Streets, but I don't think it is.
It might be.
I don't. From his picture, it doesn't look like it. Oh, well, really excited.
He didn't get the certificate, though, did he?
No, he didn't.
Dry your eyes, mate. You didn't get the certificate. Dry your eyes, mate.
Yeah, that's quite good. Streets.
Anyway, speaking of all things music, let's get a little tease now from Zoe. Hello, Zoe.
Hello.
Work experience Zoe has been dragged away from the normal dull drudgery of work experience and thrust in front of the microphone. And today, that's what we do with work experiences, give them real world experience. We do music, we do television, we do geeky, gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense, films and so forth. Zoe, you've been rounding up some music for us, of course. We won't take the reviews yet, but you can certainly tell us where we're going to go with it. So, bit of Chris Brown, you said.
Bit of Chris Brown, bit of Royal Blood, a little bit of Lord and MIA, and we might even make it to Count Counselor.
There we go. All on the way very shortly indeed on Talk Radio. Still to come after 3 o'clock as well. The big debate, of course. That does happen at three. Jake Yap of this parish of Talk Radio Weekend will be joining us as well. It's PR dressed up as an interview. He's got a gig to flog tickets for, so we're going to give him some airtime. It seems only right and proper, so he'll be doing that. And don't forget our game of Snowflake Buckaroo in the last half an hour of the programme here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take traffic and travel now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data on from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Down with the A1 Dromore Road through Banbridge closed because of a serious accident around the A26. There's delays through Neathport Talbot on the eastbound M4. There's been an accident near Margin between junctions 39 and 38. One lane's closed there. The M6 South in Cheshire is heavy because of a breakdown between junctions 19 and 18 near Knutsford. In Stoke-on-Trent, the northbound side of the A500D road at the Basford roundabout stays closed because of a shed load that's causing delays. And in Northamptonshire, the eastbound A45 to the east of Wellingborough is still closed after an accident involving a lorry. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm going to demonstrate just how far around the home BT Infinity can reach in the next 20 seconds. Here goes. I can get Wi-Fi here in the kitchen. Back here in the bathroom. Oh, look at that. Out here in the garden. Even way up in the attic. You know what? Let's just take my word for it.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers.
To verify, visit bt.com/smarthub.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Terror rolled its murderous juggernaut across London Bridge and into Borough Market. That market's been closed ever since. Tomorrow it reopens and we are there live inside Borough Market for the first time since that dreadful terror attack. That's me, Paul Ross, and the Full Set Breakfast, and you. Please join us and show them we will not be beaten.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, just before we get round to discussing today's music releases, or this week's music releases with Zoe, well, we've been looking at the news now. John Major, the former Prime Minister, of course, says he is wary and dubious. This is a quote about the deal with the DUP that the Conservative Party are making, or indeed have made, for Theresa May has been locked in a meeting with DUP, or D-Up, as we're calling them, leader, of course. This afternoon, Theresa May now left Downing Street without commenting on it. The DUP haven't commented yet either, so we don't quite know the details of that meeting, but we will bring it to you. Significant progress is the only quote we have. That is it. That's what we know so far. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
The news is like that, isn't it? It moves so fast, yet one could struggle to understand it. But that's why people turn to us in the afternoon, because they know that we cut through the B and also the S by subjecting the news to short-form oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Queen's speech is delayed, hopefully not by too long. She's no spring chicken.
The news in haiku. That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it? she died. Anyway, so shall we talk to Zoe? Yes, let's, because she's a work experience and she's here. Zoe is one of our work experiences, and we don't leave her shackled to the photocopier nor the kettle. What we do with them is we put them in the studio and get them to review stuff for us. It's a leg up into the industry. A real world experience is what we tell them it is. That is actually not true. It's just that we haven't got a budget and they're free. So, hi Zoe.
Hello.
Hi there. You're reviewing music for us today.
I am.
Welcome back. So what have we got? What are we starting with?
Let's start with Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
So he's just released Welcome to My Life featuring Cal Scrubby.
Sorry, what?
Cal Scrubby.
Cal Scrubby?
Yeah.
Scrubby.
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 Scrubby. With an A Scrubby. Or a U.
S-C-U-R-B-Y.
Someone scrubby.
Scurvy. That sounds scurvy. Like scurvy.
Oh, dear.
Scurvy? Wow. That's what sailors used to get when they didn't eat enough vegetables.
No, that's a toy that children used to want in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true. That didn't, when they didn't have enough vegetables.
Yeah.
Well, those two have made a song together called Welcome to My Life. So he's just releasing a documentary also called Welcome to My Life. Mm. So it's the title track to go along with that. The two different parts of the song. Right, so have you listened to it yet? Have you had a little...
No, not in any way.
No. Well, for me, I feel like, because, you know, Scrubby Scurvy has different parts of the song. They don't really merge together for me. They sound like two different songs.
Right.
Put together, been like, yeah, Welcome to My Life. It's very different. Day by day, is that what he's trying to say?
I don't know. What is he trying to say? Should we have a listen to the clip of it?
Yes.
And then we can see. This is Chris Brown and Scrubby Scurvy.
Welcome to my... I've been thinking too much, I wonder if I did that right. I've been drinking too much, I don't know what I did last night. Try to talk to myself like, you don't really want to live that life. I want it all to myself like, you don't really want to give that life away. But I gotta leave, I can't stay. Part of me say keep going, that other half say quit playing. Gotta keep praying, even when I got it all these bras and alcohol. Living on the edge, I'm bound to fall. But I stay moving, stay climbing. Putting in work, I stay grinding. Looking for the answer, can't find it. That's the truth, I can't hide it. Now or never, forever. That's how I'm living my life. It's hard to plan for tomorrow when you just live for the night.
Well, that's very much my kind of music.
I thought so.
So,
You can't like him though. He's a horrible person.
Chris Brown.
No.
Yeah. Is he the punchy? He's the punchy one.
He abused Rihanna.
He punched
really
her,
badly.
Didn't he, or something?
Yeah.
So
you don't like her.
So is he like
him? Sorry.
Him? Is he sort of? Is that all forgotten? I mean, is this accepted now that he can just make music, even though that happened?
I still know of some music DJs who will refuse to play his.
Play his music.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair enough. That's taking a stand
absolutely.
Against domestic abuse. And I think that's the right thing to do. I feel bad now that we've played some of it.
Well, at least we drew attention to what a monster he is.
Yeah, let's slag it off. So, that was rubbish.
It was pretty awful. When you hear Chris Brown's part of it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't go together.
I'll be honest, I didn't know which was whose part of that.
None of it was Chris Brown's part. You just heard there.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
See, yeah, because we refused to play him.
Yes.
Because we're taking a moral stand.
Exactly. But one of the lyrics is, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but I'd rather cry in my Lamborghini. That just entertained me so much. I was like, no one's crying. No, you're not unhappy with your life, are you?
He's not, is he, really?
No.
I don't get the impression that
neither
he...
Neither of them.
I mean, I don't really know much about him, apart from what we've just talked about. But I mean, he's a rappy man. He does that.
David tweeted, what the hell is that noise?
And David, thank you. That's a review of that single there. So this, you said there's going to be a documentary.
Yes, that follows... It's part of the song, so it's about his life.
Right.
Rihanna's shut up about it.
Is he going to gloss over the whole Rihanna thing, or is that part of the documentary?
I doubt it.
No, I doubt it too.
Although, maybe
he's not going to mention
Rihanna
it,
will be in it, but she's not happy. She's like, come on, just stop talking about it now. No one wants it. No one's interested in your life.
No. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm literally not. So, let's move on to the next song.
Yeah.
So, Royal Blood.
I'm more interested in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adore them.
Yeah.
I Only Lie When I Love You is the title of their newest track.
Yes.
So I think they've got an album coming out Friday.
Yeah.
16th of June. I love it. It's exactly what you want to hear from Royal Blood, I think. It's got the heavy drums, a heavy guitar. It just nails it.
I have seen Royal Blood live a couple of times, I think. And what I'm always amazed, because there's only two of them. Of course. So what I'm amazed about, it's like when I first saw Muse live, and you sort of go, how can three people make that much noise?
Yeah.
And then you go, Royal Blood, make more noise than Muse. There's only two of them. But they're incredible live. I mean, have you seen them live?
I am yet to see them.
You need to see
them live.
Hopefully
next week I will.
It's a blinding performance. But what's this track called?
It's I Only Lie When I Love You.
Classic Royal Blood there, if there is such a thing when it's only album two. But that's their sound, isn't it? That's what they bring
Definitely.
To the party.
They've really defined what they want to sound like, I think.
Yeah, which is a man shouting what?
Yeah.
And I'm playing a bass guitar like a guitar and making it sound like a guitar, even though it's a bass guitar. And that's pretty. And the drumming. Pretty epic.
Yeah, quite good. Although I've always fought with Royal Blood. I really did like them when they first came out. But then not long after them came a very similar two-piece in the form of Slaves.
Yeah.
And I think Slaves are better
Do
and
you?
More fun. And it's a funner gig and a better listen.
Interesting.
And it sort of sobers Royal Blood for me a bit. Sort of makes it more tame.
Hmm. Royal Blood, of course, named after, and is appropriate really now, because obviously we have to form a new government, as Theresa May knows. And the way that's done, I don't know if you know this, Zoe, this is usually done behind closed doors, because the Queen's speech happens.
Mm-hmm.
But like with fox hunting, when the Conservatives talked about bringing back fox hunting during, with their manifesto, of course, in order to form a new government, the Queen has to blood the cheeks of Theresa May. You know, when a fox is killed, and then you get, and often you get the sort of inauguration, don't you? You get the blood of the fox wiped on the face of a child or something for the first time they've gone fox hunting. Well, it's like that, but the blood of Dr. Liam Fox from the cabinet is wiped on the cheeks of the incoming Prime Minister in order to allow her to form the government by the Queen, hence the term royal blood. That's where we get it from.
Wow.
Just a little fact behind the scenes for you there. But no, good. I look forward to the album as well. It's. We like them, although Courtney just likes Slaves more.
CJ says that was awesome, and then something else.
Yes, that's we can't read that out on the radio, can we? No, it's what I like about this. It's turned it a little bit into like Steve Lamacq's round table program from BBC Six Music.
Send in your opinions.
So people's opinions are now coming in, and we will take them and read them out where they are broadcastable. Only half of CJ's is. let's suffice to say, affected him in a physical way that I'm unable to indicate on the radio. So, what are we doing next, Zoe?
We've got a little bit of Lord.
Lordy, Lord.
Yeah, what are the feels towards Lord?
I really like her.
I think she's interesting. But I don't know if I'd pay for a ticket to go and see her.
I think, yeah, I wouldn't pay to go and see her,
yeah.
But I am considering seeing her at festival soon.
Yeah.
Right. Is she playing Glastonbury?
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah, you're out next week, Glastonbury, of course.
Yes, we both are, actually. Zoe's going as well.
Really?
I found out during
so
the break.
So excited.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. All right, so Lord, what's it called?
Sober.
Sober. Let's have a listen to a sober Lord. I don't mind that, actually.
Great use of bongos in it.
I don't. You know, that just sounds like a sort of pop song. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Lord live, but I didn't pay for a ticket because it was at the Brits.
I saw her at the Brits.
You were at the Brits as well.
I did, and I thought that was when I saw her, and I was like, okay, I'm done now. I can leave it now. I've seen her.
Yeah, I don't need to do it again. That's for sure. But she put on a good show.
She did.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in that.
Yeah, but that always happens at the Brit Awards. They always put on a good
bit
show.
Bit of an effort.
Yeah. So they tend to not reflect actual. It's like when the Arctic Monkeys had an AM in flames.
Yes.
That never happens at their normal gigs.
Ah, you see, yeah, that was at the same Brits.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
Same one,
yeah. And you could feel the heat from those flames.
They were actually quite warm. I was on the side by
the
stage.
I was quite impressed with that. But yeah, Lord, I mean, do you like Lord Zoe?
I do. I wouldn't say I seek out her music and actively listen to it. But I'm pleasantly surprised with, because this is the fourth release of her second album, Melodrama. So it's exciting. People were saying it's quite similar to what she used to do. So it's like Pure Heroine album, but with a sly 2017 twist. So, I guess the music people know what that is. I'm not sure what
I
the twist is.
I think that's fair to say.
I don't.
It's a bit more electronic-y, I think.
Yes. So. Good. I think you convinced everyone there, Cornelius.
Yeah,
that.
I can't remember really what her first album sounds like that much.
No.
But I have listened to her second album just yesterday, actually. It's quite a good listen.
It is nice. Green Lights is
Green Lights the best
good.
Song on it.
Why didn't we play that then?
Because it's not new.
Okay.
It's not new.
Fine. All right. Finally, what are we going to end on?
MIA goals.
Okay.
So everyone knows MIA for Paper Planes, right? That
yeah.
song.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. This was a big disappointment for me. I was just like, come on. Like, it was missing oomph for me.
It's missing oomph.
It is. It's missing...
M.O., they should be called.
Yeah. It's missing that.
All right. Let's hear an oomphless bit of M.I.A.
Ride of your life, better bring your GoPro. Bring your GoPro. Don't need no pros, cause we're gonna go slow. Don't need them. Love is the answer, what's the question? I don't know. No one knows. Staring at the wall, and I'm waiting for the call. Pick up your receiver, I'll make you a believer. Call it. Pick up your receiver, go ahead and call. You say. Pick up your receiver, I'll make you a believer. Pick up your receiver.
Just no from me.
Yeah.
How annoying is that sort of spoken reply to each lyric? Oh, yeah, bring your GoPro.
Yeah.
That's so frustrating.
Really irritating, wasn't it?
It's obsessingly monotone for me. It's not what I wanted from her. It's not ever something I want to listen to again.
Barnaby says, that Lord song sounds decent. Looking forward to the album, by the way, Barnaby says.
It's already out. It's already out, that album, I believe.
Well, he's looking forward to the album, even though it's already out. But that's fine. Back to it, MIA. No, just no.
It's not upbeat. It's not punchy.
No.
It's an interesting concept. You know, goals of this whole everything is a goal or Instagram-like goals. But it just doesn't explain it. What GoPro, receiver, goals. They don't connect for me enough.
I didn't like it.
But I didn't like it either.
No,
that's. I mean, you were looking for connections, and I just didn't like the sound of it.
No.
So, you know, that's that. We're out of time.
Oh,
I know. But I know you're coming back next week.
I will be
with
here next week.
Glastonbury special,
because
Glastonbury festival, of course, next weekend or the weekend after. So you'll be back with a look ahead, I suppose, at what we can expect from Glastonbury.
Highlights from all around the festival, I hope.
Splendid stuff. Thank you, Zoe, very much for coming in. Zoe, their work experience punditry today was music. Tomorrow there will be more work experience punditry when we round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. So that's to look forward to, or not, if you're me, because I hate hipster nonsense. A big debate is after 3 o'clock. Jake Yap will be joining us on the radio at around 3:20. And don't forget today's game of Snowflake Buckaroo between 3:30 and 4 this afternoon. And Victoria's bonus news at 3:30. But next, some adverts and then the news at 3. Here it all comes now when Marta presses a button.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
This June, if you test drive the Qashqai, Juke or X-Trail, Nissan will give you an extra £650 off. That's up to a massive £2,900 on a Qashqai at only 4.99% APR representative. Yes, Nissan will give you money off, just for test driving our best-selling crossover range. I know it sounds unlikely, but that's what it says here in this script. I haven't read it wrong. I'm a properly trained actor. I've done Shakespeare, a telly, and hundreds of voiceovers. Search Nissan offers if you don't believe me. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance. 4.99%. 9% APR representative. Offer excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s. Order and register before the 2nd of July from participating dealers only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Looking for a powerful Father's Day gift? At B&Q, the Karcher K2 Basic Pressure Washer Bundle with hose starter set, detergent and brush is just £65. That's a saving of £40. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tories meet the DUP, failures revealed in torture death case, and a Spanish heatwave.
Talk Radio.
It's understood there's been significant progress following talks between Theresa May and the DUP leader as the Prime Minister tries to form a government. Arlene Foster's tweet is saying she hopes to bring this work to a successful conclusion. Tory MP Bob Latman has told Talk Radio the Conservatives are preparing a long-term plan.
This is not a short-term fix that's been planned. It's a long-term plan which will enable the it will be a minority government for the foreseeable future to deliver on Brexit, which is what we promised, and deliver, I think, a better, a more open, optimistic view of what the country is going to look forward to once we leave the European Union.
Meanwhile, the EU's chief Brexit negotiators warn the UK risks a no-deal withdrawal from the Union if it wastes more time before starting talks. Michel Barnier, whose department at the European Commission spent months preparing for discussions, says he can't negotiate with himself. A review has found the murder of a vulnerable alcoholic woman by two teenage girls could not have been prevented. 39-year-old Angela Wrightson was tortured to death in her own home in Hartlepool in 2014. The 13 and 14-year-old who were serving life in prison were known to social services. Dave Pickard is from the local Safeguarding Children's Board.
Whilst all three reviews found that no professional or agency could have seen the murder, both boards are determined and committed that learning arising from the reviews will be implemented to seek to reduce the risk of a similar tragedy occurring in the future.
People in Spain are trying to find shelter where they can as temperatures in some places have hit 11 degrees Celsius above normal. A weather warning has been issued to 27 of the country's 50 provinces as it will be as hot as 42 degrees in places. And EastEnders actor Lee Ryan has left hospital after being rushed there on Saturday with a serious complication from tonsillitis. The former blues singer is going to rest at home for 10 days after suffering from an abscess.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mm-hmm. Dry for many.
What's
with some
like?
Sunny spells.
Spain. Spain's hot, isn't it?
42 degrees.
Bit of a humble brag from them.
It's a little bit, isn't it?
Oh, it's too hot, if anything.
Although, when you're reading that out, read that sentence out again.
I don't want to.
Oh, go on, just that sentence for me.
I don't want to.
Go on, just
there were two sentences.
The first sentence.
People in Spain are trying to find shelter where they can as temperatures in some places have hit 11 degrees Celsius above normal.
Yeah, it was the pause you left when temperatures have hit 11 degrees Celsius. I was thinking, well, that doesn't sound that high.
No.
And then you added on the
above normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for that on-air critique.
Just saying.
Really appreciated it.
I know.
Anyway, in the UK, dry for many with some sunny spells. Some showers in the north, highs of 22 degrees.
Well, people in the north will be finding shelter as well then from the showers.
You could assume that, Cornelius, yes.
David Edwards has been on.
What's David Edwards got to say?
David Edwards has to say this on Twitter. Is Victoria, that's you,
yeah,
going to Glastonbury with Cornelius again this year? Because last year you went on a date, she had a tent, obviously. And
he also had a tent, which was separate to mine.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going this year because I hated it so much last year.
You did too. I've forgotten
you
that.
Did,
yeah. Thing is, though, I've been to Glastonbury twice before and loved it.
Yeah.
It's been like lovely, but last year the rain just made me so miserable.
Yeah. And didn't your tent get broken into as well?
Yes. Yeah. People stole money from me as well, yeah. So that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going then?
No.
Okay. Well, there we are. That's bringing you up to date with Victoria's Glastonbury news. Animal news, though, is on the way around half an hour's time.
Do you want to know what animal's going to be in animal news?
I
want you to tell me what animal.
A dog.
Yes.
Some kittens.
Right. Anything else?
Dog.
Another dog.
And a dog.
No, come on. More exotic
animal. Dog, 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 dog.
It's like Paul Ross.
Animal news.
I'm not going to be talking about him in my bulletin.
Okay. Right, so now here's the sport, which is live from an angry man on a bus disagreeing with everything pre-recorded sports Tim Humphrey says.
I'm Tim Humphrey. England face France in a friendly in Paris later, with Gareth Southgate expected to make several changes to the side. The England manager has said
goalkeepers disagree.
Midfielder Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain scored as his substitute on Saturday.
No!
Moments of earned respect.
No.
They made it to the final.
Oh, so, you know, no.
All the way through their squad,
no.
Their team, and their depth of the French team.
No.
Shorter players in any position.
No, no, so
they're
no.
One of the best teams in the world.
England limited overs captain.
No, no.
If Johnny Bairstow will top the batting order in their Champions Trophy semi-final tomorrow, Jason Roy's had a poor bowling role. It's expected he'll lose his place for the game in Pakistan and Cardiff. British and Irish Lions rugby union head coach Warren Gatland says they didn't nail the big moment as they lost for the second time on their tour of New Zealand. His side went down 23-22 to the Highlanders after leading by 9 points heading into the closing stages. That's the latest sport powered by TalkSport.
Definitely no. No, absolutely not.
There you go.
No.
A man on a bus.
No, no.
Disagreeing with everything Tim Humphrey from the sport says there.
No.
On Talk Radio. In the afternoons. Next, we will skip joyfully through the Daisy Field Meadow entitled The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, let's do it now. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and the Queen's speech, as we have been hearing, will be delayed, largely because Theresa May is still struggling to get her S word together. That's what the Queen said this morning.
Oh, she's struggling to get her S word together.
That's the root cause of the delay, of course. Now, the date of the new Queen's speech, though, could now coincide with Ascot, where the Queen, rather than give boring old speeches, prefers to go to drink gin and watch horses get injured and die. But fortunately for Her Majesty, the Queen of Elizabeth II, she may not have to take much time out of Ascot, because her speech could well, possibly not amount to really more than a couple of sentences, not after it's all had to go because of all of Theresa May's ideas in the manifesto being rubbish. The whole Queen's speech could, well, as Smart Money says, certainly a lot of commentators saying this afternoon, the Queen's speech will probably just go, "Hello, I'm the Queen. Something about Brexit. I'll just get back to my gin and horses, as you were." And that'll be the lot. On the line now, though, is Talk Radio listener Massey Poon. Hello, Massey.
All right there, John.
Hello. Good to have your voice. So you've called a talk...
My voice and all the rest of me, John. That's what you've got today.
Good news. Massey Poon.
All of me here.
Good. Well, I'm glad you heard me say the word root in that.
We did.
And I understand that you have an issue with the notion of roots. Generally
right,
speaking,
John.
So what is your? I mean, without roots, one could argue things would not grow. What is your issue with roots, and why don't you want them in this country anymore?
Well, I don't know if you know this, John, but I'm a sort of romantic consultant to the agricultural sector.
Right.
So I handle a lot of lonely farmers, John.
Okay.
I might handle 10 or 20 of them on a daily basis.
Right. Okay. And
one. And what they always put in front of me is their roots.
Right.
Right. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a lonely farmer push his dirty root into your hands while he cries on your shoulder, but it can be quite a traumatic experience, John.
I can imagine for both you and the farmer.
That's right.
Mm.
Now, if we took away their roots, right, these farmers wouldn't obsess over them.
Yep.
And they might even have a fair crack at some romance.
So what we're
on a moonlit evening.
What we're suggesting here is that, and farming very much in the news at the moment. I mean, you've timed this right because, as we know, the new environment secretary, of course, who also gets responsibility for farming, Michael Gove, will be having to We'll have to go around the country, of course, talking to farmers about the European agricultural policy, and he will doubtless be on the receiving end of a few of those upset farmers with their roots. himself.
Exactly, that's why I heard that, and I thought it's time to push my agenda.
Right,
so well, I thought I'd ring up now and push my agenda into you, John.
Consider your...
That's what I'm doing.
I have received some of your agenda, but I'd also like to bring
that's
in Neil.
Very good.
It is good. And I'd also like to bring in Neil now, who's a talk radio listener. He's called a telephone number, 03444. Neil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, you've heard what Massey Poone has to say. He's calling for an end to roots, a removal of roots. Now, would that not leave, Neil, the subsoil in some disarray?
It would be a complete mess. It would be just tarnished and it would be soiled. Yeah. And I don't understand his argument. I really don't get why he's so against the roots. I mean, roots, you know, they're the best thing ever when you think about it. Roots show people's true colours. I mean, in many cases, some females, it shows their colours quite well. Yeah. And also, I mean, there's nothing I like more on a Sunday than having a root around my back passage.
Right. OK, well, now, let's look into this more wide. People will associate the root, of course, with maybe the tree, that right? You know, the tree. People talk about that, don't they? You know, the tree roots and the magnificent oak, the
yep,
English oak
right.
there.
That's right. It's a good conversation. Good
yeah.
conversational starter. So I always start a conversation with a bit about a tree.
Good.
And that has roots, John.
Yeah, that's right. And what I'm saying is if you get rid of those roots, which is what you are suggesting, Massey Poone, then
that's
you
right.
you do you not put the trees at risk? What are you proposing? It's all very well coming on here. I've said it before. Anti-something, in your case roots, but what do you replace the roots with? A tree cannot stand...
I knew you would ask me to salute here, John.
Yes.
And I'm going to salute for you now.
Bring me a solution.
So I would replace roots with pamphlets, John.
Right.
Pamphlets.
Right.
Right? On how to make love in a fair, clean and noble fashion. Perhaps in a barn. Perhaps
what?
In a barn.
Barn.
Or a field.
A barn, yes. But how is that going to help a tree? That's what I don't understand. You've not been clear about that. You've been...
Well, the thing is, John, right, they don't really need roots. Right? You can nail them down or use some cushions.
So you're sailing nail
right,
trees nail trees to the ground. That's what you're calling for.
That sounds about right to me. That sounds simple enough.
Right,
absolutely.
Free up all the lonely farmers.
Stop talking now. Stop talking now.
All right.
Neil, come.
All right, I'll stop now.
Thank you. Neil, come back. Stay on the line, though. Neil, I want you to come back in, because you've been listening to that. He wants to nail trees to the ground rather than have them have roots. But you're still rooting for roots.
Well, yeah, nailing trees to the ground is inhumane.
Yeah.
And in tree... I don't know what the tree version of inhumane would be, but it is
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It is that completely. And I just thought, no, because the tree will wither and die.
Wither and die.
Roots are... You wither and die. Yeah. But roots are the best for getting the nutrients to the tree.
Yes.
So if he's going to get rid of them, all the trees will die, oxygen will go out the window,
yeah.
literally, and we, you know, we'll all die as well. So him getting rid of roots,
yeah.
stupid idea.
We'll all die.
Everyone will die.
What do you make of...
Fear-mongering. You're mongering fear there.
Is he mongering?
He's mongering. I can tell a monger. I've grappled with trees now for nigh on 20 years.
Yep.
Right, and all this nonsense about roots and all that being necessary.
Yep.
It's just rubbish.
Well, what about...
It's not true.
What about routers, which, of course, connect trees to the internet these days? What about that? If you get rid of that, how are trees going to go online?
Well, you'd use Leafy.
Yeah, which is the alternative, I realise.
All right, yeah.
But I don't... What I'm getting at here is not... You're talking about trees. You know, people put down roots, don't they? We hear that a lot. People have got to put down roots. And if people put down roots, that lashes them, if you like, to the soil, right? And that would stop immigration, wouldn't it? Because everybody would be stuck where they are. And thus, you, as a racist, Massey, would be... happy with that?
Well, you'd be very happy if people were lashed to the soil on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That is true.
But that is... But then you're saying that's roots, isn't it, what you're talking about? So you contradicted yourself.
You can lash people to the soil with many different things. I've used string
right.
myself in the past.
Yeah.
It's one of those roots deniers. Don't like them.
Yeah, well, you're right, Neil. He is one of those root deniers. How many roots, this is a yes or no, how many roots are acceptable? Yes or no, Massey?
All right, yes.
No, or yes?
Or yes.
Right.
No.
All right. No. Well, Neil?
All right, no.
What he said, one of them anyway.
One of what he said. All right,
yeah.
Interesting. Roots, obviously, the government, this is it cropped up during the election. I mean, you know this, you'll know this already, but the government said this is Theresa May's manifesto. 40,000 more roots for plants in this country. She went for the plant vote, of course. She talked about the allowance for plants, didn't she, in the way you feed them in the winter, the plant food allowance. It backfired, didn't he? Jeremy Corbyn has said that if he was in power, he'd nationalised trees. What do we make of this? Should it be a political issue, Neil? Should roots be at the heart of politics like that?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, everything boils down to politics at the end of the day. And there's these people out there that don't want the roots, and they're going to fight for the roots. They're going to fight for it. I mean, UKIP, they were trying for ages and ages to get roots back in England. And, you know, now we have got them back in England because they did go away for a bit. I don't know if you remember that. It was horrible.
Yeah.
When they did get them back, I mean, UKIP are nothing now. They don't need them anymore.
Right.
They don't need them. Now, Theresa May is getting on that bandwagon. And she's like, oh, I don't know if you remember, 5 years ago, she was all up about roots, getting them out.
When you're up at 5 a.m. and your cows are putting up a frightful mooing and you're trying to entertain a lady friend, the last thing on your mind is politics.
Well, politics are crucial to this, though, because at the moment, Theresa May is trying to do a deal with the DUP. Now, the DUP, of course, have some pretty, almost antisocial views in this day and age. They are anti-same plant pollination, of course, the DUP. You know, they don't want the same plant pollinating another one, and that's against their policies. And that gets in the way, doesn't it, of the whole notion of roots and so forth.
Well, they like patios. They like patios, the DUP. They want to get rid of all plants together.
Yeah.
All together. And they just want to put a nice patio down everywhere.
Just sort of squash it down. Just sort of squash that out of existence.
As long as it's flat and made of concrete, they're happy.
Yeah.
I mean, DUP does stand for dug up.
Yeah, well, indeed, which they do to any plants of the same...
anything, they're going around willy-nilly. Ireland is a mess.
Same species.
All
right, I mean, look, it's interesting, isn't it, this whole debate? I mean, Massey has come across there as a racist, and Neil as an idiot.
Well, I'm glad he came across like that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you phoned. Listen, I'm glad you phoned. It's a talk radio station. You know, we expect those kind of calls, and that's fine. Let me ask you to sum up the debate for me in one word, if you would. Neil first.
Stork.
Thank you. Massey.
Tubor.
Thank you very much indeed. What do you think, though? That's what our callers think. That's what the public are saying, isn't it? They're phoning in the radio stations about that. Do we need roots? Or the notion of even having roots these days? I mean, it's especially with, you know, migration and so forth. What about putting down roots or not? What do you think? Get in touch. You know, do you want to see roots jailed? Do you want to see trees dug up and the roots cut off and jailed? It's post-Brexit Britain, for heaven's sake. We've got armchairs now and electric banking. Why do we need roots? Let me know what you think. 87222, you can start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. If you're using social media, start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results...
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100%. The money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA Home Insurance. Another epic deal. Exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA Home Insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic. That's due to a broken down car and recovery work. That's on the M6 southbound between junction 19 and junction 18. Travel time there is around 10 minutes. In Warwickshire, the M42 northbound, there's a lane blocked on the exit slip road. That's due to a broken down car towing a caravan and recovery work there. That's at junction 9. And in Banbridge, the A1 Dromore Road, that's closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there, that is due to a serious accident affecting you between Dromore Road and the A26. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm going to demonstrate just how far around the home BT Infinity can reach in the next 20 seconds. Here goes. I can get Wi-Fi here in the kitchen. Back here in the bathroom. Oh, look at that. Out here in the garden. Even way up in the attic. You know what? Let's just take my word for it.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers.
To verify, visit bt.com/smarthub.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So in the news then, of course, Parliament, the House of Commons has been sitting as ministers and cabinet members, backbenchers all come back to the House of Commons post-election. John Bercow has been returned unopposed as Speaker by MPs. He said he wanted to get the job back. Of course, his job becomes redundant as well if there's an election, because all bets are off. But he has been re-elected by MPs. The PM said to him, well, at least someone got a landslide, prompting some laughter in the Commons. But of course, who can forget John Bercow with his comments, past comments, about all sorts of stuff? And you'll remember Bercow from his adverts that we had to run on here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
John Bercow. Okay, we've still got the adverts.
Yeah, should we play it?
Yeah, here we go.
We got it at Bercow. Bercow, it's where the Trump goes.
Here at the House of Commons, our speaker is the real deal. We have the very best in honest and honourable opinions from a real everyday hypocrite. With Burko, he isn't afraid to speak his mind, and if you want some non-neutral opinions that we don't have in stock, don't worry, as we're not afraid to order them in. He's had leaders from China, Ghana, North Korea and Saudi Arabia, yet when it comes to Donald Trump, we have accusations of racism and sexism. Now that's a real hypocrite. If you're interested in more opinions than a desperate attempt to gain public popularity, just look around the whole of Parliament.
We got it at Burko. Burko, it's where the Trump go.
Despite slogan, it's where the Trump go, Parliament is actually where the Trump won't go, thanks to Burko.
Except we all know, of course, that Donald Trump is still coming here on his visit, but the date is to be decided. Also here on a visit right now, see how I seamlessly, seamlessly make my way through a radio program.
I'm here on an apprenticeship.
Jake Yap.
Hi.
Off of weekends and stuff.
Yeah. It's just a generic locum.
Yeah, that's you. PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's what this is.
Thanks very much. Yes, tonight and tomorrow at the Soho. Sorry, because you do the preamble bit first.
Yes, has a show tonight and tomorrow at the Soho Theatre.
Oh, yeah.
In London, and he's here to flog it.
Yeah, you said you'd give me a plug. That's why I came.
You've got a show.
Yes.
It's at the Soho Theatre.
And things will definitely happen, innit?
Yeah. Now, this is a show you did in Edinburgh.
It is, yeah. It's fresh from my Edinburgh total ambivalence. Yeah. Just 10 short months on. It's great fun going over
stale old material. The problem is, right, as far as I'm concerned, there's only about four jokes in the show. But that's because,
yeah,
you'll know this, right? Not because of that. Because, like, your last joke is the only...
I think four was pushing it.
Do you want to let me finish this, mate? Or are you going is this a warm-up for tonight for me or something?
I don't remember any of our other guests being so confident in the studio, John.
All right.
Carry on, Jake, as though he's not here.
Well, it was just a wry observation, yeah. John. Cornelius, I'm sure, will understand this too. I'm going to keep extending the hand of friendship however many times it gets chewed. you only really think your last joke was funny. Right? Because instantly in your head, you write the joke, you go, that was funny, and then it's just sort of stale. And then you write a new joke, and you're like, well, that the old one's rubbish.
Yeah.
This new joke, that's
but
the
you've
one.
Had to dredge up loads of old ones.
Well, so what I'm saying is there's lots of old jokes in it, but I've put like four or five, I'm going up now from three or four to four or five new jokes now.
Good.
So as far as I'm concerned, there's like five whole jokes in the show.
This
and
is
the rest,
good.
As far as I'm concerned, because I've done it like lots of times, so I can't see that it's funny anymore.
But that's good though, isn't it? Because when we come to see you, you know, we'll...
So you're,
Right.
We'll, you're not coming, are you?
I might come tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous.
so, but when I come to see you tomorrow, right?
Will you just be saying tick very loudly at the end of each sentence?
Yeah, we go.
So, tick, tick.
Was that
tick.
One of the jokes you were talking
about? Tick,
yeah.
Tick.
Yeah. But what I mean, it's fresh for me.
Okay.
So, but I will come confident that you know the show and won't be floundering around. So it's
okay,
not like I'm seeing
sure,
a preview,
why not?
Is it?
Yeah.
So you see, that's my thought.
That's a nice thought. That's a nice thought. But don't forget that a B12 deficiency is a very common thing in vegans. And B12 is responsible for memory retention.
Yeah.
So without enough B12.
Do you use any form of
aid memoir?
Yeah, exactly. On your hand, teleprompter.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. There might be some bullet points. I don't think I need them. I think I'm okay. I've had several successful run throughs with minimal crying in my lounge. So, you know.
Yeah. Because when I've ever done anything live like that, which is minimal, which is once, like that, without a script, I can't remember where I'm going next.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
I can't. I just go, what was I doing? And then I flounder around because my head's trying to go, what's the bit that comes next? What's the bit that comes next? And then words just come out and then I've lost the train of thought anyway.
Well, I open this show with, I attempt to sort of distill, if you've never been to Edinburgh, I could sort of save you quite a lot of money because I try and do the whole Edinburgh Festival in 5 minutes.
Right, good.
And the opening thing I do is a stand-up comedian, and it's that sort of trope of sort of stand-up comedian staring at the floor going, yeah, so what else has been going on?
Yeah.
Because that's the phrase, what else has been going on? Which is their kind of, what else did I write a thing about?
That's
that was
it,
funny?
Yeah. People do, you can, if you know that's there, you can often detect comedians and what their technique of memory... Yeah. Eddie Izzard, famous, you know, just as a thing of going, for a bit. But we like that. That's his style, but we know why he's doing it.
My tell is weeping softly. Well, so it is... You'll know. And the dark patch spreading down the thighs.
Walking off stage for 10 minutes used to be mine.
And then just hearing very muffled just off in the wings. Just
rustling, rustling of paper.
Stupid. Really dark.
They're coming back on again just to try and catch the audience as they're leaving.
Yeah. No, I remembered.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm worried I'm overselling this.
You think so? Yeah. But it's good, you know, it's good to have you in as a guest rather than you're doing
fun.
Your own show, so it's kind of reversed.
It's nice. There's this sort of edgy part of me that sort of wants to look over my shoulder at the clock, like, are we crashing the next junction? Here's
Victoria,
I need to vacate.
Do you care?
No. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
So Victoria's here now to do the news.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Do you want to sort of look? I'll sit there because you want to sit here. I'll turn the
headphones know that.
Back up to top volume again.
There you go.
Wow. Thanks, Jake.
Swapping of, I know how you like it.
Swapping of seats going on.
There
but
you,
but you know, so, you know, how's everything else, you know, generally?
Oh, everything
just
else generally.
On.
Yeah, really great. It's really great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going on holiday next week.
Excellent.
I'm really
where are you going?
About. I'm going to, I don't know, Kos.
Kos?
I'm going to buy a lettuce. It's in Greece, right? It's in Greece.
It is in Greece.
Because Mum wouldn't let us go to Turkey because there'd be too much terror there.
So. It's good. Turkey's recommended this year, though. Speaking
I know, it's so cheap.
Speaking as a travel writer, I know for a fact that Turkey is safe, and it's now on the must do list for this year. So
it's a trick.
Now you're going to Kos where the earthquakes are.
Oh,
so.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
So magma rather than fine. Well, that's all right.
That'll be nice. Though.
The pool will be warm if there's enough magma. You know, it'll be
at least. <that way. laughs>
Yeah, just chuck some
that's
vegetables
good.
In.
You know, and those plates will smash themselves.
Exactly. So. Oh, God, there'll be lots of balalaika and stuff, won't there?
Yeah.
hadn't thought
and other
that.
Dip. So what?
Yeah.
So you know. So two. Why two nights? Only two nights. Is this what the Soho Theatre in London?
And I'll stress, this isn't even the Soho. This is a very intimate gig. This is like, you know, like when you know, big pop stars do one of those secret gigs.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much like that. Cynics would say it was because my producer didn't have any faith that I'd fill the actual Soho Theatre.
Right.
And so,
so when you say the Soho Theatre,
what I mean is a stock cupboard in the Soho Theatre. Wow. So it's a very intimate gig, never to be repeated. I think I can't be bothered. You know, it's hard. Like, what? It's hard.
I've seen really it, and I liked it.
You're very lovely.
So I think, think you should
It got good reviews in Edinburgh.
Yeah, and bad ones.
Yeah. And that's the whole, that's very balanced.
Yes. Well, Kate Copstick in The Scotsman wrote lovely things.
Yes.
And then other people in Crayon wrote back. This is the thing I didn't realise in Edinburgh, right, which is that reviewers now, they're sort of soliciting underage child worker reviewers, right? Yeah. There was one website that was actually posting out things saying, hey, are you aged between 14 and 17? Would you like to go to Edinburgh and review stuff for our website? We can't really pay you, but we'll give you all the crayons you want and a Happy Meal at the end. And, like, literally, so it's literally, like, 15-year-olds
that
going,
is so immoral.
I didn't get all that stuff about MOTs or child rearing. I didn't understand. Stand it!
One star!
Yeah. Oh. Really.
That is so immoral. I bet they didn't get paid anyway. I bet they're just using young, unpaid people to review things.
And that's not
terrible. Imagine that.
And what are the reviews that are going to stick around on the internet the longest? Those ones.
Afraid so, yeah. So, yeah. But I cannot sanction people just using labour for free.
Yeah.
To reviews. I
would never do that on this programme.
No.
I mean, you know.
And Talk Radio has a noble history of adequately remunerating everybody
that's
involved.
For everything they do.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, it's fun being out of contract. Anyway, so it's quite liberating.
Yeah.
So, I'm so D-Mob happy right
you
now.
You don't know whether you're here next week or not.
I should just go.
What's the show called, Jake?
It's called Jake Yap One in a Million, and I can explain why it sounds really pretentious and up
go
myself.
On then,
but no, I won't bother. I'm
it's
just
in
saying,
the show, isn't
it's in
it?
The show.
Oh,
I'll explain in the show. Just come and see this.
All right.
It's very intimate.
It is. It's
I could have just come to everyone's lounge and done it, and it would have been cheaper for everyone. I could just give you a fiver, and I would have ended up in better pockets.
All right. Well, anyway, look, there we go. That's tomorrow and tonight.
Yes.
At the Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going there straight from here?
Yeah, I've got to go and do my tech. I've got to do my tech.
All right. Is this the first night there? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for having me.
Off you go.
Love you.
Jake, yeah, love you too. Jake Yap there. Of course, you can hear him at weekends here on Talk Radio as well. And he is at the Soho Theatre tonight and tomorrow if you happen to be in London with the show One in a Million. There you go. Right, Victoria's got the news next, and we'll be playing Snowflake Buckaroo in the next half an hour before 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Talks between Theresa May and the DUP over a deal that would prop up the Conservative government have been described as constructive. Parliament has opened for the first time since the general election. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn poked fun at the Prime Minister in the Commons.
I'm sure we all look forward to welcoming the Queen's speech just as soon as the coalition of chaos has been negotiated. And, Mr. Speaker, I just let the House know and the rest of the nation know that if that's not possible, the Labour Party stands ready to offer strong and stable leadership.
It comes as the EU's chief negotiator on Brexit has signalled that he's growing impatient at more potential delays to talks. They were due to get underway next week following the general election. It's understood that date will be put back, prompting Michel Barnier to warn he can't negotiate with himself. Reviews carried out after the murder of a vulnerable alcoholic woman by two teenage girls have found it could not have been prevented. Angela Wrightson was tortured to death by the 13 and 14-year-old in Hartlepool in 2014. Police have seized a shotgun and ammunition at a secondary school in Warwickshire. A boy has been arrested after officers were called to Higham Lane School in Nuneaton this morning. And Real Madrid striker Cristiano Ronaldo has been accused of tax fraud. A Spanish prosecutor claims he avoided paying almost £13 million from 2011 to 2014. Ronaldo has previously denied doing anything wrong. The weather, a dry night for most, with more showers for Scotland, lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be very warm and sunny with highs of 26. There's more in, like, 26 minutes.
There's more now.
Yes, John.
Victoria, because here we are with today's bonus news. Bonus news brought to you in association with laziness. It's where Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and so she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same money. So it makes sense for her to bring us animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. Today we bring you...
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
A group of orphan kittens have been adopted by a Cabochon dog. Daisy is...
What dog?
Is a breed of dog.
Okay.
Which I probably haven't said right. Let's not dwell on that
Probably
point.
Not.
Anyway, Daisy's taking her role of foster mum so seriously, she's even started lactating.
What? Is that physically possible?
Yes.
Wow.
She's committed to the kittens.
Would you like to talk us through how that works?
They're drinking her milk.
Yes, it's a maternal maternal instinct.
Yes.
Is it not?
Correct.
I believe that is true. The female body can indeed, even if the child in question isn't physically the offspring, mm-hmm. can indeed respond to that maternal instinct by leaking milk out of a nip.
Yes, John.
Is that right?
Yeah, you were right.
Thank you.
Please never say those words again, though.
All right.
Anyway, Daisy's own Laura says the kittens are now doing really well. And apparently the vet told her if it hadn't been for Daisy, then the kittens might not have made it. So it's a happy story.
Well done, Daisy.
Yeah, yeah. Good work, Daisy.
Well done, Daisy. I mean, would you suckle a kitten if...
That's really weird. And also...
No, it's not, because they...
Suckle a kitten? I think you've got things a bit confused.
Yeah, you suckle the dog.
to keep a animal alive. Like, look at Daisy. Daisy stepped in, right? But if there were some kittens, right, that needed to survive, right, and the only way to do so was to give them sustenance.
You mean, would I let a kitten suckle me? That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
No, I would use a bottle.
Yeah, but how would you put it in the bottle?
Not my breast milk.
Oh,
this is weird. I'm not sure I want to carry on.
What have you got?
Not a kitten, that's for sure.
Tori Amos famously put a pig on her breast for the cover of one of her albums.
I know. And I think we even touched upon this once on Animal News, because there was that woman in a South American country, I think it was in Peru, and she suckled a pig live on the news.
There.
Yeah.
a suckling
their
pig.
Their news is so much better than ours. <aren't
they? laughs> Oh, dear. Anyway, a dog...
Good job that dog didn't get excited on Friday or Thursday when it came in to the studio.
Mr. Woofy.
Sat on your lap during the news.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
I was wearing clothes. Anyway, a dog found wandering the streets in Argentina, covered in tar...
Who covered a dog in tar?
Hang on,
Animal news.
The music stopped for a minute.
Has had a 5-hour makeover to get him back to normal. So rescuers spent hours, 5 to be precise, scrubbing and washing Petro in a bid to free him from the substance, and that left him barely able to move. It was really debilitating.
It would be. It's tar.
Yeah. But it's not known how he got covered with the tar, or whether he was abused, or whether he just kind of jumped into a pool of tar. We don't know. But anyway, Petro is now recovering with a new family.
It sounds like Petro went for a walk along a newly tarmacked road to me.
Labrador.
No. We don't know how it happened, but it looks like he's been dipped as opposed to rolling around on tar.
Right. Yeah. Dipped in tar.
Potentially. But swimming in tar.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's fine now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Swimming in tar must be
They had
quite
to
difficult.
Use loads of oil to get him clean.
Right.
And then they ran out and then they had to use other methods anyway. And finally, the owner of a bulldog has filmed her watching a horror film, but that's not the interesting part.
Well, it's quite interesting.
Khaleesi starts barking every time she thinks there's potential danger to try and warn the victims of their potentially impending doom. But she doesn't realise the actors can't hear her, so she's just there watching the telly and trying to warn them, be like, no, you're going to get got, you're going to get got. And then,
wow.
Yeah,
any horror film.
Well, I've only seen a video of a particular one.
Which one?
I can't remember the name of it. Stop asking me questions.
Okay,
I've got a memory like a sieve.
I know.
Yorkshire Tarrier.
There, now you're there. Now you're on it.
It's not Yorkshire.
I also had Chihuahua. No, it's not. Chitata.
That's not so good, is it?
Mm.
A Maltese Char?
No. It's just, it's quite a big dog. Petra's quite a big dog.
A Doberman
with short fur.
Doberman pinch tar.
No, no. It just looks like a stray.
A pointer.
Anyway, I finished.
Okay. That was Victoria there with Animal News. Could we see pictures of the tarred dog or any other animal? Oh, you haven't
You stopped tweeting recently.
Yeah.
Oh. But this whole thing was just to plug your own Twitter feed.
Well, no, that became a good bonus of bonus news.
Right. A dog's boner. Dog's bone. Boner.
No boner.
Bonus.
No bonus, guys. Bonus.
Victoria. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, that was Animal News. Animal News. Quick, get us out of this. Get us the hell out of this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stuck for Father's Day gift ideas? At B&Q, the Dremel Hobby Tool Bundle with McAllister safety glasses and a pair of gloves is just £35. That's a saving of over £16. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revu for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cymru, the A591 is closed in both directions. Slow traffic in the area due to an accident. Four vehicles involved between the Aberth turnoff for Wytheburn and the B5322. In Merseyside, the A5080, that's closed in both directions. That's due to an accident between the M62 for Junction 6 for the Tarbuck Island and Fox's Bank Lane. And in Banbridge, the A1 Jerome Moore Road, that's closed in both directions. Queuing traffic there due to a serious accident between the B10 and the A26. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm going to demonstrate just how far around the home BT Infinity can reach in the next 20 seconds. Here goes. I can get Wi-Fi here in the kitchen. Back here in the bathroom. Oh, look at that. Out here in the garden. Even way up in the attic. You know what? Let's just take my word for it.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers.
To verify, visit bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Red Setar. The tar dog.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. A red setar. That's just been sent in by Mike Skinner from the streets. Dry your eyes, mate. Dog's fine. Right, what we're going to do now, I know what we're going to do. We're going to take the news. We're going to take the news because it's all very complicated, isn't it? Jeremy Corbyn, if you were listening there, just made a little joke.
Did he make it? Let's have a listen. What was it?
Joke. He said something in the... Have we got that clip? It was very, very, very...
From the news.
Very funny in the news, Jeremy Corbyn. Because they do that, don't they, the politicians? They go back to the... And then he made a little joke.
Ever.
About Theresa May's government. And that's because they do. They go into the parliament and they these opportunities to make a little joke. This is Jeremy Corbyn's from...
Sure we all look forward to welcoming the Queen's speech just as soon as the coalition of chaos has been negotiated. Mr Speaker, I just let the House know and the rest of the nation know that if that's not possible, the Labour Party stands ready to offer strong...
with just 266 seats.
That's quite clever because they're the phrases Theresa May used largely during the election campaign.
I know, and he's...
And now he's using her own words against her.
It's very... So, anyway, it's all... The politics is already complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right, because we're here to help, and we help by taking current affairs, of course, and subjecting it to short-form Oriental verse. When you drill down into the news, what do you end up with, eh? That's right, Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, it's seven syllables, and it's five syllables. Altogether, it's the news... In haikus.
EU acts roaming charges, which is great news now. Brexit's been cancelled.
Yeah, the news in haikus. Right then, it's new-ish game time. So you remember the game, don't you? I think you can still get it now, where you get a donkey and you pile loads of stuff onto it. You know, tools, pickaxes, rope, a spade, and hat. Other stuff. You keep piling it on until the donkey collapses. That's right. What's that game called? Oh, yes. Animal Cruelty. It's very popular in Spain. But also, Buckaroo. It's where the donkey is plastic. You push it down to set it and you carefully take it in turns to pile that stuff on. But uh-oh. When it all gets a little bit too much, the donkey kicks it all off, doesn't it? And that's the game of Buckaroo. And now we bring it bang up to date for millennials as we play Snowflake Buckaroo. Here's how it works. There is a snowflake millennial, right? All upset by trigger words. And boo and also who. They are offended, aren't they, the snowflakes, by utterly nothing. Oh, I'm so... Oh, dear, I'm so hypersensitive. So what we're going to do is play Snowflake Buckaroo. What we do is we hang those trigger words and situations on our... millennial, a plastic millennial, if you like. Because like with Buckaroo, it's not being a real donkey. We're not using a real millennial snowflake. This is made of non-binary plastic, so as not to offend. And like in Donkey Buckaroo, when the snowflake can take no more, the snowflake will kick off and run to his or her or transgender safe space. Each trigger word and situation in this game is worth points. The first contestant to hang triggering situations on the snowflake that reaches the number of 21... Oh! That's when the snowflake kicks it all off, game over, and you come last. I hope that's clear. So let's see what happens this week. We need two players on the first line. On line 106 is Fergus. Good afternoon, Fergus.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Lovely to talk to you, Fergus. What do you do, Fergus, and where are you?
I am event staff, and I live in London.
Event staff? All right, what sort of event do you staff?
It's like pouring wine... Holding wine,
oh, yeah.
That sort of thing.
Are you allowed to secretly drink the wine on the way out of the kitchen?
You are not? No. No, unfortunately. That would be a perk of the job.
It would. Have you ever done it secretly?
I'm not going to... That's between me and the wine.
Fair enough, and let it stay there, Fergus. Now, Fergus, I hope the rules of this are clear, of course. It's situations that are snowflakey. They're worth points. You will be playing against Harry. Let us bring Harry in now. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
Hello there. And what do you do, Harry?
Oh, I work in Ladbrokes.
You work in Ladbrokes? Ah,
yeah.
I see. And if you were a betting man, would you bet that Fergus has indeed drunk some wine that he shouldn't have drunk?
Yeah, I think you could say that was a pretty safe bet.
All right, okay, good. Now, you'll be playing against each other. Harry meet Fergus, Fergus meet Harry. Now, we'll take this in turns. What'll happen is I will call out a phrase, a trigger phrase that might make a snowflake kick off. That's the point. It will be metaphorically hung on our millennial. And you get to choose which of two phrases you want and take it in turns. The first person to get to 21, because they're worth points, is when the snowflake kicks off and you will lose. You will go bust as the snowflake runs away to the safe space. I hope that makes some sense. It doesn't really to me, and I'm in charge of it. So let's see what happens in today's game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. All right, then. So, Fergus, you're on the first line, so you get to choose first out of these two phrases. Which do you want? Here they are, the trigger phrases. Middle-class white privilege or non-binary man-spreading?
I think I'm going to choose non-binary man-spreading.
Well, that leaves you, Harry, with middle-class white privilege. I can tell you, and Cornelius will be keeping score here, I can tell you that both of those are worth 5 points, 5 points each. So you're level pegging with five. Don't forget, 21 is the danger number. Fergus on five, Harry on five. All right, here we go. So, Harry, you choose first on this round.
Okay.
Are you going to go for use of reverse racism, or are you going to go for gender X adulty struggle?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for the second one.
Gender X adulty struggle. That leaves you, Fergus, with use of reverse racism. I can tell you that use of reverse racism is 6 points. And gender X adulty struggle, 4 points. 4 points! Cornelius, bring us the latest.
Fergus is stuck on 11, whilst Harry is behind on nine.
Nine, all right. Well, don't forget, 21 is where it all goes wrong. The first person to 21 loses. Okay, Fergus, you get to choose first, this time, out of these two trigger situations for a snowflake. One, hashtag heteronormativity, so white. Hashtag heteronormativity, so white. Or slut-shaming a statue, such as Venus de Milo, for being topless. Which of those are you going to go for?
I think I'll probably go for the first one.
Hashtag heteronormativity, so white, is 3 points. 3 points.
For Fergus.
And yep. Harry, left with the other one, 5 points.
Oh.
Now what are we on, Cornelius?
Thanks for asking, John. Fergus is 14. Harry, absolutely level, still on 14. All to play for.
All to play for. Here's the next one. Here we go. Harry, you're choosing first. Do you want to go for cultural appropriation of a gender-assumptive pronoun? Or do you want to go for gender fluidity post-truths?
Well, they're both a bit of a mouthful, aren't they?
They are a bit.
I'm going to go for the first one.
Cultural appropriation of gender assumptive pronoun is worth 2 points. 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
Points for Harry.
Fergus, left with the other one, gender fluidity post-truths, also 2 points. Level pegging.
Level pegging on 16.
On 16. All right. This could do it here. Don't forget, we're looking for 21.
We're
21.
Just five away from the magic number, John.
The magic number of kickoff and run to the safe space. All right, here we go. Do you want to go for... This is Fergus first this time. Cupidity feminism or the questioning of micro-neutral clicktivism?
I think I'll go for the first one.
Cupidity probably. Feminism you're going for, which means that if this is worth 5 points or more, Fergus, then you have triggered the snowflake and lost.
I'm willing to take that risk.
All right. And Harry, again, same to you. I mean, you've gone for questioning micro-neutral clicktivism, but let's find out what the points are. Harry, yours is worth 1 point.
Oh, yeah.
So this could be it. Fergus went for cupidity feminism. We've hung it on the snowflake. If he gets to 21, the snowflake will kick off, like in Buckaroo, and run to the safe space, and it's all over. Cupidity feminism. 5 points. Oh! Run! Run to the safe space, Fergus, for you have lost Snowflake Buckaroo! Harry, congratulations on winning that. Well done. Well done, Harry. Good work. Back to work. Fergus, go and drown your sorrows in wine you're not supposed to drink. There it was, Snowflake Buckaroo on Talk Radio in the afternoon. And that's just about it from us. Naturally, we are back on the radio tomorrow, bringing you Wednesday on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney with you next for Drive Time here on Talk Radio. He's in the room now. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. How's the first day of Parliament been for you?
Oh, well, there was some banter going on in Parliament.
We heard a bit of Corbyn.
Yeah, Corbyn did some banter. And before that, John Bercow did some banter as well.
Banter?
He did physical banter.
Oh.
Where he was led into the crowded hall by some ladies, some female MPs,
yeah,
with, like, on either arm, like he thought he was P. Diddy in a full-length
really?
Kind of fur coat. Yeah,
wow.
He loves attention, doesn't he, Berko?
Yeah.
I don't know what circumstances, I saw it with the sound down, but it's, suffice to say, been a particularly bantankerous day. In a way, it's like the whole country's in chaos, thanks to not just Theresa May, but all the politicians. You know, you could say, like, Jeremy Corbyn's all gloaty, but, you know, not enough people wanted him to be Prime Minister for him to be Prime Minister.
Nowhere near enough.
Her, nowhere near enough him. So we have a rubbish political establishment with no one who is deemed to be suitable to lead the country.
Yeah.
And yet they're all there. They have a right good laugh together. They're all there and they're on telly and they're going, oh, that was a bit of fun. They're making jokes, you know. And you sort of think, hang on a minute, you idiots. We've got Brexit. We haven't got a proper functioning government. You're all negotiating with all sorts of basket cases from Ireland right now. I mean, the whole thing's a mess, but don't worry. You just get on with your massive banter fest.
Well, the thing is, they're all still getting paid, aren't they? They're still in jobs. They're still going, oh, yeah, it's fine. That's exactly what they're doing. And then I call it contempt for the electorate.
Contempt for ordinary men in the street, just like you and I.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I'll probably do a bit of that. And also, young people shouldn't vote, should they? Because they all vote. It's a great piece in The Sun today about how young people are just really stupid and naive and whingy. And really, they should stop voting.
Which we've just been highlighting
Jeremy
with Snowflake Buckaroo. So
it is actually true, isn't it? And I know you've done great work to lampoon the snowflake generation.
Indeed.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
And we all, the older people like myself, really appreciate the hard work you've been doing for a long time now.
You're very welcome.
To belittle and bully young people on the airwaves.
Yeah.
And if there were more people as brave as you, John Holmes, perhaps you wouldn't be in this mess that we're in now.
Precisely that. Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Have a good evening.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.